Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, man, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, man. I'm representing Six Men. Six Men is in the building, Six Men Radio. But right now, it ain't about Six Men Radio. It's about my sisters, Magasia and Miss Queen T, man, next to Blow Radio. Y'all check them out, man, and show them love and support, or I'm going to punch you right in your esophagus. Six Men, y'all. Super.
You are now tuned in to the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio. G-Mash, get money and stop hating.
Hey, dig this. Don Fay, forever always yourself. Family or nothing, Northside riding. Letting you know you now tuned in and need to stay tuned in every Tuesday and every other Saturday to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio 100. Play it back, fam.
Hey, this is your man CB coming straight out of 6 Deep ENT, and you are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. Bitch! Straight like that, nigga.
This is Damo Entertainment out of St. Louis, and you are now tuned into the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen T and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio.
Hey, yo, it's the Game Changer Center, a.k.a. at Sin City SRE, and you are now tuned into the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on the Next to Blow Radio. Hey, yo, make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday and every other Saturday with the lovely Miss Queen T and Magasia at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Holla at me.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy ANT, man. Make sure y'all tune in to Miss Queen T and Magasia show right here live on Next to Blow Radio.
You already know it's time to blow. It's your boy By None the MOD, and you know I stay fucking with Miss Queen T and Magasia on Next to Blow Radio. You dig?
Hey, what's good? What do y'all already know? It's Sugar Bear, Sugar Beezy, Christina Dot Inglewood, and I'm rocking with your girls, Miss Queen Tia Magasia, on the Next to Blow Radio show.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, man, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, man. I'm representing Six Men. Six Men is in the building, Six Men Radio. But right now, it ain't about Six Men Radio. It's about my sisters, Magasia and Miss Queen T, man, Next to Blow Radio. Y'all check them out, man.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, what's good, what's good? Yo, this your boy DJ Buck on the ones and twos, and you already know you rocking with your girls, Queen T and Magasia on Black Talk Radio. Grind season, bitch.
DJ Buck, let's get it.
So Flame, Shadow ENT, you now tuned in to Miss Queen T and Magasia, Next to Blow. What up?
Hey, what up? It's them super sexy STL R&B boys, Mo Trey.
We holding down this R&B thing with our girls, Miss Queen T and Magasia.
And they got the whole world locked in right now, listening to Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah, and you already know that we Next to Blow.
Mo Trey.
Hashtag team open.
Next to Blow. Next to Blow. 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 Next to Blow Radio. Miss Queen T and Magasia. Let's get it. It's major.
Yeah, man, it's Checkmate the Great, a.k.a. Action Boys, The Real McCoy. Man, right now you rocking the Next to Blow Radio with Miss Queen T and Magasia. What's happening?
What's happening? What's up, y'all? This your girl, Miss Queen T and Magasia, and we got my girl, Miss Angel, on the line. What's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
We're good.
How are you?
Hey!
What's good?
Nothing. What's going on? How's everybody doing? I'm doing great. You know, another day, another dollar. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now already. You know what I'm saying? Magasia, let everybody know what we got going on today.
Shout out to everybody that's already tuned in to the Mission T and Magasia show live on Next to Blow Radio. Tonight, we have rap artist and producer Dope Ass Music. And then we have rap artist and CEO of a record label, DC Delegate. And we also have multi-platinum award-winning record producer and rapper Drummer Boy coming through tonight. We have a hot show once again on Next to Blow Radio. If this is your first time tuning in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show and you're tuned in on the website, make sure you dial 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. When you dial that number, you're going to go ahead and press 1. When you press 1, you're going to hear a lovely young lady say, "You are now in queue." She doesn't work for us, so don't worry about that. She works for us. But she's going to say, "You are now in queue." When she says, "You are now in queue," that's letting us know that you guys would like to go live. So we're going to take the calls according to how they come on to the switchboard. If you guys want to be in the chat room, you want to chat up with us, you can definitely go on your browser and type in www.blogtalkradio.com/next to blow radio. Again, next to blow radio.
Yep. And so we're gonna take every call as they come in. You know, like we know, y'all don't know, we got a very high call volume, so we take calls as they come in. And Miss Angel, who's not on the line first? Let's go live with us.
We got a 972-824.
Mm-hmm. I know what that is. Come on now. What is that?
This is your hold boy. Up. No ass music.
Oh.
No answers. No C's. Mr. Googleable, team no filter. West Coast. Bay Area, stand up. What do you do next to blow?
Man, how you call in early? How are you going to call in early for your interview? You see, we got dedicated artists.
Hey, my iPhone did it. My iPhone just automatically dialed y'all. I was like, wait.
Go hard, you can get it, huh? Hey, yo, go hard, you can get it.
dream pop like a good song. She said she looking for a rapper and a rock star. I said, well, watch how I sip it. If you can do it, then dip it. She like Patron and she sipping. I'm like, that air, now I'm sipping just like a hen. And then she bit pussy open just like a vent. Five holes, call them quick. They throw my green like the grits. They say they fuck with magic. See, I say I'm magic in my city. Pussy seen, I throw a 50. Make her shake her ass and titties. Now they know I'm Mr. Yim. So body and money. And it ain't Mr. But she make her ass jump like a bunny, okay?
Left seat, right seat, slow it down. I might see bends with your toes on the pole. You can spread it, got a stack in my pocket. Go hard, you can get it. Go hard, you can get it.
Going left seat, right seat, slow it down. I might see bends with your toes on the pole. You can spread it, got a stack in my pocket. Go hard, you can get it, huh?
Please remove your pants. I wanna see you clap that ass like you seen Wayne Water. Grab me, kiss and touch, bang. Fuck these girls gone wild. Sucking on these bitches' nipples. These girls don't smile, don't hold back, dude. Now who am I to judge? I wanna see you hold your dirty like you wrapped up in the mud. Up against the wall, girl. I wanna see you wipe that ass. Slide my debit card between your cheeks. I wanna swipe that ass. Left cheek, right cheek, girl. Come and get this money. I'ma be going in your hop. I wanna say so, honey. Going left cheek, right cheek. Slow it down to my seat. Bend, touch your toes on the pole. You can spread it. Got a stack in my pocket. Go hard. You can get it. Go hard, you can get it.
Going left cheek, right cheek, slow it down. I might see being touch your toes on the pole. You can spread it, got a stack in my pocket. Go hard, you can get it, huh? Go hard, you can get it.
Going left cheek, right cheek, slow it down. I might see being touch your toes on the pole. You can spread it, got a stack in my pocket. Go hard, you can get it. Go hard, you can get it.
I wanna see that ass drop. Don't touch your toes. Reach it to my pocket, girl. You got a nigga fall. I wanna see that ass drop. Don't touch your toes. Reach it to my pocket, girl. You got a nigga.
Go ahead and throw out your Twitter information right now so they can follow you on Twitter.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Go ahead and throw out your Twitter.
You can follow me on Twitter at Ricky_Dice27. And if there's anybody out there who want to collab, I'm not prejudiced. I collab with anybody. Send your music or send your beat to ricky.dice.lewis1@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? I'll send it back to you and you'll be pleased with it.
Almost definitely. Yeah, I already know. Dice next to blow. That's what it is.
Next to blow.
Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Make sure y'all tune into Grind Hard Radio. They go live right after us. So make sure y'all tune into them as well. No doubt.
Thank you, Next to Blow. Shout out to all the beautiful ladies on Next to Blow.
Hello, you're live.
I don't know what's going on over there. We got a 773-759.
Hey, what's up? Good evening, Miss Angel. Miss Queen C.
Hey.
Miss Magasia.
How are you?
What's up, Janaya? How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on with y'all?
Getting ready for this hot exclusive interview. I know you want to join us on this interview and get the dirt. And all the good stuff and all that shit on Dope Ass Music, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely. I can't wait to hear the interview for Dope Ass Music.
We're going to go ahead and get to our interview of the night with Dope Ass Music. You know, don't hang up. Stay on the line. We're going to bring Dope right now live.
Sure.
Not Dope.
E40. I got to go to the Bay Area. I'm going to go E40. There we go.
I like E40.
I love E40. That is a nice. That would be super dope. That would be nice.
You know what I mean?
So before we go any further, I want to get into one of your tracks for the listeners. Yo, Angel, I know we got hella motherfucking music from So Bad. He owns
the switchboard next to Blue Radio with so much music he got on the goddamn switchboard.
Hey, I appreciate the damn support, damn it. But wait, why don't we get to your favorite song? Why don't we just go ahead and slap your favorite song? You know what I'm saying?
I don't give a what?
Yeah, because I don't give a what. You already know.
I don't give a what either. I don't give a what. So go ahead and introduce your track. Go ahead, though.
All right, this is Queen T's favorite song by Dope Ass Music, I Don't Give a What. This is how we get crunk in the Bay Area. Know what I mean?
Dope ass music.
Dope ass music.
I'ma need y'all to get real cranked up in here.
Dope ass music.
Cause this my
dope
what?
Dope ass music.
Here we go. Me and my ride, swerving left to right. What? Wet feet, set, sipping, brand and white. Either on the block, or I'm in the club.
Middle finger to the law, niggas gripping my bar.
I don't give a what. I don't give a what.
Yeah.
Tell him again, tell him again. I don't give a what.
Yeah.
Tell him again, tell him again. I don't give a what.
Yeah.
Tell him again, tell him again.
You are
rolling through straight baboons, killer attitudes and tattoos.
Yeah.
The squad that mobs in the click feels like a blood club. Gang of riders, Nike tires and face tires.
Nigga.
Niggas with hot tempers, truth tellers, no lies. Gorilla pistol, sick giving out. Straight
no
beats out, those clowns breeding for the cheddar.
My
Bella takes, make
money.
A breath, take a slow and dope. Take a straighter, stand up your hoe and your dope.
Hey,
if
hey,
you
come
let
here,
us mobbing, call us Batman and Robin. To 11, 27, 30 rounds. Then the night of the night, burner gloves and mean mugs. Shoulder shrugs and Tommy guns. Reassess the threat if you think your folks won't stop. No turning back, so rap when we attack. We overreact. Quick and big, mic fully loaded. They come and strap.
Call
it fair, cause our semis always sleep fully packed.
Uh-huh.
In the truck, we do it up.
Here
we don't give a what.
Laying
in my ride, swerving left and right.
What?
Wet feet, set, sipping, grand and white.
What?
Either on the block, or I'm in the club.
Middle finger to the law, niggas gripping my ball.
I don't give a what. I don't give a what. I tell him again, tell him again.
Yeah.
I don't give a what.
Tell him again, tell him again.
Yeah. I don't give a what.
Tell them one
don't
more time.
Don't give a shit. Cars, Cali, swags in this district. Dougie Fresh in this bitch. Bitch,
yeah,
a watch. Bitches and malicious with spit. Hear it like a megaphone.
Hello.
Fucking like geek. Ready to take a gander home. Tipsy, pissy, drunk, and I'm off your
man.
Yelling, I'm selling, trying to catch just what I'm
fighting,
cause you're not making, just maritating and spectating. While they gravitating, I'm conversating and penetrating. Smooth ass black on the ass, like a tycoon, like a monsoon devastation. When I pass by, wagged up, stamed up, with a pocket full of cash, ass up, straight gut, as I tear it up, day break, no wait, get your things and just go.
Bye,
no
baby.
Talk, no show, ask your ass, leave the dough. Don't care, who cares, no number, just rubbers and don't quit, I'm a dog, bye.
Here we go.
Tell him again, tell him again. I don't give a what. Hey.
I don't give a shit.
That's the remix, huh? That's the remix.
Hey, you know what I mean? Hey, man, shout out to my man, White Boy. You know, that was actually a white dude that was saying that shit part. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't cuss. You know what I'm saying? So at that time, I was like, all right, well, I need you to say the shit. Just in case my kids got
oh,
hear
God. Oh, dear.
I love the track. So when you're going into the studio and you already being a producer, like, what's your mindset and, like, what must you have present when you're recording these these dope-ass tracks?
The funny thing is when I create a track, right, I always start with the hi-hats, the clap, and the kick, all right, because that's what's going to set the mood. You know, I don't do fluffy dance songs. I'm not a club dude. You know, I've always grown up with goons. So we don't dance like that. You know, we mob. So when I make a beat, I think about what I'm gonna mob about. Then when I get to the studio, I gotta have the gummy bears and I gotta have Mountain Dew.
The gummy bears? I love me some gummy bears.
Gotta have gummy bears and Mountain Dew. I don't eat the whole studio session. I'm there from 10 in the morning to 10 at night. You know what I'm saying? Don't eat nothing. I stay hungry. I stay grimy. And you know what I'm saying? That's how we do.
Gummy. That is what's up. You love them bears, huh? Them gummy bears, pear bears.
Them gummy bears. Now, what I don't like are
so,
the gummy
they're
bears.
They're so chewy and tasty. Like, they're so sweet. I like the red ones. We got some bomb-ass flavors at my job. Y'all ever try the blue one, them tropical gummy bears?
I haven't had a tropical gummy bears. Oh, my God. You're making me hungry.
Hey, you know what? That's going to be my new word. For all the huggable, lovable women, y'all my gummy bears. Hey,
that's
what's
up. I like
right there.
That. That's
yeah.
Cute.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Gummy bears.
First, right here on Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah,
Blow Radio, yes. Gummies. My gummy bears.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, okay. So, who influenced you to start rapping and who continues you? Who continues, who keeps you going? Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so the first time I wanted to rap was when I heard Eric B. and Rakim. That, you know what I'm saying, that Paid in Full, that microphone fiend, that was it. I was like, oh, I want to rap. And then, when I was growing up, you know, I was a nerd. So, you know, nerds getting rap. So here I am a nerd, and I want to rap. So that's why in my raps you hear a whole bunch of big fucking words that actually don't belong, but you know, I put them in there anyway, you know what I'm saying? So after I got out of high school, I started hanging out with a different crowd of people. So that's why I got them streets. So now it's like, all right, I'm mixing the two together, you know, and then, of course, when Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, all them started coming out, Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying, Tupac, you know, all that came out. And then after about 2004, I stopped listening to mainstream hip hop. I only fuck with the underground.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good, you know? I mean, you know, I know that you just came out with a blazing hot mixtape. Let's talk a little bit about that.
All right. Well, you know, a year ago, you know, I was, you know, putting myself in grind mode. I'm like, well, how can I get my name out there as a producer? I was already getting known as a rapper. I'm like, well, how can I let everybody know who makes the beat on my song? So for a whole year, I made nothing but a whole bunch of fucking beats, and then I was like, all right, I want to get artists on my beats. So all you have to do is sign up for my website, I send you any beat that you want, and the artists get on the beat, send the beat back, and that was it. It was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So it took about 6 months. God damn it. I'm telling y'all, brothers are slow. But it took about 6 months, but all the songs I got back, everybody, you know, loves them for their own particular reason. You know, like,
right.
Deny got her fans. You know what I'm saying? My man J. Big got his fans. My man Bugsby Kazar got his fans. They love it for individual reasons. And
right.
I like the fact that each beat spoke differently to a person. And no beat is the same. And, you know, nobody sounds the same. It was a beautiful thing.
Sounds good. I mean, real quick, I want to say, shout out to In Awe Entertainment from Miami is tuned in right now. You know, shout out to everyone that's already locked in. If you'd like to ask, you know, Joe Fast Music a question, make sure you press that 1.
when we get ready to go into calls, we can definitely take your calls back to go back to the music question. Let's talk about, you know, because you're not only a rap artist, you're not only a producer, you're also a DJ. Well, I like to call myself a radio hostess. I don't know what you like to call yourself. What do you like to call you, a DJ or a radio hostess?
I am a radio personality.
All right, so let's talk about that real quick. Like, how did you start doing that?
Well, one day, like I always used to call into y'all's show, everybody else's show to get my music played, I was calling them to blast your thoughts, and they basically they liked the way that I was doing things, and they was like, hey, dope, you ever thought about, you know, doing radio? I'm like, well, no, because, you know, everybody said I had the personality for it. I was like, okay, well, cool. But we got a little bit different. I'm not filtered, so... You know what I'm saying? Me and my homeboy Cuzzo, Big Duke Fan 99.
You know what I'm
saying? Shout out to Cuzzo. He's Mr. No Filter. And I was like, well, shit, we unfiltered like Camel cigarettes. Let's go ahead and take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? And so every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blast Your Thoughts Blog Talk Radio, I go hamburger. I talk about the outlandish shit. We got Magasia yesterday.
Oh my God, no filter show.
Like, they have some crazy ass motherfucking topics. I'm so salty. I had to work yesterday since Monday. I had to work forever. But I'm salty. I missed it. But how do you come up with some of these topics? Like, you sit there and be like, yo, Cuzzo, let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. Like, y'all try to get the most craziest topics, I swear to God. Y'all don't normally have one. Y'all normally have, like, four. I'm like, I be scared to call in sometimes, y'all. Like,
I ain't never scared.
Okay, don't mess with
me. You know what I'm saying? Them super soakers, them wet, yeah. As far as the topics, basically what I do is I all day long, like between my kids, my coworkers, my family, my friends, they'll ask me something and I'll be like, oh, that's a good ass, you know, good ass subject. Like yesterday, I asked Magasia.
Oh, Lord. How you gonna put me on the spot? Oh, I'm joking.
I say, okay, if you're in the
I'm
shower,
joking.
You're in the shower, you got shampoo and conditioner in your hair, you got, you know, the mascara cream and everything on your face, and you got to go pee. What do?
I'm going to pee in the shower, and I'm going to wash off again. I'm going to pee in the shower, and then when I'm done, I'm going to soak my body again, and I'm going to pee again.
Right, why not? Since she's going down the drain, like
exactly.
You know, go piss in the shower if you in the shower and you got all that shit in your hair. Go piss in the motherfucking shower.
Exactly.
Fuck your feet and scrub it all over again.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. You feel me? That's what it is.
I'm not grimy like that.
How is that possible? I mean,
you need to tell me, though. You need to tell me if you have all this shit on your, let's say you have all this cream and shit on your face, you got soap in your hair, and you need to take a boo-boo, would you get out of the shower and go take a shit with all that shit in there? I mean,
radio play. All you gotta do is sign up for BlastYourThoughts.com after you sign up to the website, you send your music to teamnofilter@gmail.com. After you submit your music, and after I listen to it, I only listen to music on Sundays. I don't do that shit during the week. Don't send me a song and expect that shit on the same day. But anyway, you send your music. After I upload it, I send you an email and let you know it's uploaded. So that way you don't call in embarrassed because your song's not on the switchboard, and I'm not embarrassed and have to tell you, hell no, your shit is not on the switchboard.
Exactly. I don't blame you, you know. I mean, some artists just don't know how to follow directions, and they wonder why they don't get any airplay on these radio stations, you know. Follow directions or you will not get played on the Fast Music show and any other show, and especially next to Blue Radio. Like, how do you expect a radio station to play your music, but you only send a song in with no title, no Twitter information, no stage name? Like, where they do that at? Like,
Where do they do that at?
Exactly. All right, so what is the most craziest thing? I mean, we're still back on, you know, the whole radio personality thing. What is the most craziest thing a listener has ever told you live on air?
I asked a question yesterday. I said, what's the you make this top-notch thing, right? And you take her home. You done paid. You done bought out the bar. You done bought her a bottle, done fed her and everything. And you find out she's on her period. What do you do?
Oh, my God.
This nasty motherfucker said that he runs red lights. I said, oh.
Oh, my God.
I was done.
Oh,
I was
what?
Done.
Oh, my God.
Not your main chick. Not your wife. Not your daughter or your son's mama.
Oh, your daughter?
Get a mess at the club.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's
some awful wild shit. Where they do that at?
He was from St. Louis. So anybody from St. Louis, I can give you confirm or deny that niggas from St. Louis do that shit.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. Real quick, we shout out to all the callers, you know what I'm saying? People call, text me, tweet me, say thank you. Definitely appreciate all y'all's support. Don't go nowhere. We gonna get into the callers, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to my boy Lyrical. He just texted me to ask what the email again was. Can you go ahead and say that email again?
For the radio show?
Yep.
It is teamnofilter@gmail.com. You must be a member of BlastYourThoughts.com, or your access will be denied.
All right, teamnofilter@gmail.com. If y'all didn't get that, y'all didn't get the directions, make sure y'all hit us up and we'll get that for you. And, let everybody know how they can follow you on Twitter, School Dope, you know, so they can...
That's what I do. Once again, I am Mr. Googleable. All you got to do is type in dope ass music, no S's, no C's. That's DOPEAZZMUSIC. Bring it, repeat, or head hooked on fun. You're on in life. That's how you find me.
Oh,
I'm everywhere.
Mr. Googleable, that's what it is. I love that slogan. You know what I'm saying? Googleable.
Yep. Hey, he got a lot of nice little tracks too on that dope ass music volume one track. You got a request you want to hear off that track, dope?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I want to hear? I want to hear that I Let Them Know before y'all kick me off the line. Hear that I Let Them Know in my man Bugs Bazaar.
All right, we're gonna get into that track. I Let Them Know.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to get into that Denier track, too. You know, so I love that track that you did, too. So I want to get into that track. And when we get back, you know, we'll ask you a couple more questions, and we'll go into that track as well.
That's what it do.
All right. So first of all, we're going to get into this track. I'll Let Them Know. Let's go.
brothers, we going in like we skinny dipping, but we steady gripping them skinny, dipping they steady, dipping they ain't missing. Gangsta when I ride, who rider when I side a nigga bossing up, charging up that suicide, cause I'm super fine. Pistol hold up money, fold them with them from the shoulder. So drive through and place your order. Spin 50 from the holster. My chopper shooting quarter. Free sweep you off the corner. T-shirt so they come on you. Leave your blanket, call the coroner. These goons is crazy, got that biscuit, so I need that gravy. Devastating, so devastating. Totally stupider than a baby. I'm laid back, quiet, yes, I pack a big stick. It's boom stick, where's the wrong nigga you wanna fuck with? Stoppers, only the monsters, killers, and them dealers. Potato pillars, plus antenna, so that you can feel it. The engine wanna kill us, underground just like a rat. My buzz, we want them carrots, gotta have that cabbage. Keep a savvy, acting like they know us. Her gang don't know, whole block so dumb. Shotgun loaded up, I let them know. I let them know. I let them know. I let them know. Got my aim game too on. Step by gonna fully auto them all for show. I let them know. I let them know. I let them know. I let them know. I keep my finger on that Ruger. Flexing that Lex Luger. Rip through your solar plexus. Next, I'm splitting your medulla. You'll be laying in the pooler. Suck the cherry red. You've been disrespecting the ruler. I'm taking niggas' heads. Don't blinking out in the car. How you wet the claw in your jaw? I'ma make you know on these bullets. Grinding through bone like a saw. Quickly eradicated, shit out raw. I hear them barking that wild shit. So they hear that loud click and the sound of this weapon, just like the clash in the clouds, bitch. Who you acting foul with? Cause I ain't the one. That black whip with black tips, yeah, it's harming a gun. Who really want it with Bugs Bigger? It's easy, you said. My niggas are greasy, believe me, tempted, end up dead. I'm repping that deep east to see me, a coffin of lead. I'm offering bread for your eternal rest.
Now tuning in, you are tuning to the Miss Queen T and Magashu show live on Next to Blow Radio with our lovely co-host Miss Angel in the building tonight.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey,
no.
I
love
that.
No,
you let him know, huh?
Hey, man, shout out to my man Bugs Bazaar. That was his beat. That was the first time I rapped on someone else's beat but my own. That shit was hot. And you know what I'm saying? So now me and Bugs, what we're doing is we got our record label getting ready to come out, hopefully in October.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So we're getting it in. We gonna start collaborating with other artists as well. So you know what I'm saying? We trying to do it big out here. We winning. Hashtag winners.
Hey, I have a question for you, Doug. So I know you just put out a mixtape with all nothing but your beats or whatever. Do you still have some more beats that you're on your website that you're giving out, or are you selling them now, or like what's the deal with that?
All right, so if you want a beat, a custom made beat, strictly for you, never been heard, never been smelled, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Those are for sale. But as far as if you just want a beat, a pre beat, all you gotta do is sign up for dopeassmusic.ning.com. Pick any beat you want. Email me the name of the beat. I send it to you. Send it back late, and that's it.
And then you get played on Miss Quincy McGossier's show too.
There we go. You know what I mean? You get promotion that you might not have gotten before. And even if it's a wax song, you still got a hot beat. If it's a hot song, then it's gonna be even hotter. That's what's up.
I want to ask you, is there any other producer that you
would
like to collab with on the track?
Man, growing up, my favorite producer was Dr. Dre, of course, DJ Quick, Lil Jon, you know what I'm saying, Neptune, and Kimberly.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. That's a nice little lineup right there, dope. See where you get your influences from?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I take a little bit of the East Coast, a little bit of the down south, you know what I'm saying? So down south, you know, you got to get them 808s and them hand claps. On the East Coast, you got to put a whole bunch of shit in there. You know what I'm saying? In the Midwest, you got to put some nice pretty sounds. And on the West Coast, you got to get that mobbing ass bass line. So, you know, I take everything and put it all together.
That sounds real good, you know. I mean, we're also about to open up the phone lines once again, 718-664-9115. If you'd like to ask Dope Ass Music any questions, we're definitely about to give you some phone calls right now. Before we end the interview for tonight, it's Angel. Who do we have first on the line?
I got a question first.
Go ahead.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
What'd it do?
When are you going to let me get a beat?
Anybody can get a beat. All you got to do is go to dopeassmusic.com, sign up for the website, you pick any beat you want, and I email it to you.
Oh, everything, that's what's up. That's what's up.
And it's gonna have to get Nino's on one of them beats. That would be hot right there.
That's why I don't rap. I don't sing.
He lying, y'all. She a rapper too. He low down. Yo, Angel, we gonna make a track together, okay?
Uh oh. It's gonna be a hot film bar, boy.
Well, Magasi,
it's gonna be a hot film bar.
Yeah, not so secret. I'm on the radio.
All right, we're going to get into the next caller. Who we got?
We got 571-659. 571-659.
You're live.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
You
can hear you. How are you?
Queen. Who is this? Queen T. You know who this is. This is Da Wu.
How are you, Da Wu?
What's
up? Do you have a question for Dope Ass Music?
Do I have a? I mean, the beat's got to be tight. I'm gonna check them all. This is the first time I really, you know, listened and heard who he is other than last week. But if his beat's tight, I'm gonna check him out, and I'm gonna give him my word. I'm gonna check him out, and hopefully we can follow each other on Twitter, and he can see what type of time I'm on. Then he might be able to make a beat for me.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Let everybody know what your Twitter is.
It's DAWD 7774. And that's what I need. That's the only thing I'm missing right now is beats. I need some original beats. That's why I haven't sent you nothing yet, Queen T. Because you said you need original beats. So that's why I ain't been really sending y'all nothing, because I'm trying to find brothers with original beats. But a lot of, you know, a lot of the beats, man, I like musical beats. I like more of the beats that sound more like more of original sound. I don't like all that keyboard and, you know, I don't like all that. I like original sound. So, you know, a lot of brothers I be listening to their beats, they be whacking me because the way I flow, you know, I can't explain how I flow because I don't write. So when I hear the beat, I just feel the beat and I just flow. And when I flow, I don't even really hear the beat, you know what I'm saying, until it's over. You know what I'm saying? Then I listen to what I say and I listen to all the whack stuff I just take out and ad lib. But, you know, that's what I'm searching for, some beats. And I'm searching for a female artist also. I need a female artist to shop and, you know, it can stand beside me and flow. You know, so that's my mission.
Definitely going to have to reach you guys up on Twitter and all that good stuff. But don't go nowhere, okay? We're going to take some more callers, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right. Who we got next? Angel?
We got a 614-774.
Uh-oh.
Come
on. What's going on next to Blow?
How are you? Who's this?
All right. This is Liberal Incisions calling in from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey.
All right. What's going on, party people? How the week going so far?
We're good. It's good. I know you had texted me earlier. Did you have get the email that he had shouted out?
Yeah, Team No Future. Absolutely, though. But I'm actually TeamNoFuture@gmail.com, though. So I definitely got his information here. I do need that website one more time, though, because he said you get no love if you're not a member. I respect it.
It's not
Team No Future. Right. I got that.
No.
I got the email.
Well, you
shut up.
Are you being funny?
No. Go ahead.
Wow.
I'm with you.
Team No Filter, FILTER.
Oh, okay. See, I was getting ready to email the wrong person.
see what this man, I never know whether he's playing with me or he's just
sarcastic.
He's
very
serious.
Sarcastic, your man. He looks sarcastic.
Team No Filter. All right, No Filter. Oh, yeah, like the Camel cigarettes. Okay, that's what he was talking about.
Yes.
See,
that's
I listen, but sometimes it just come a little later on. It just come around a little later on. I don't notice after I got the third, you got the wrong email address, dude. I already got that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But, I definitely love what's going on. What city was he from?
I'm from the Bay.
Uh-oh. Bay Area. All right. How close are you to Vallejo?
That's what it do, baby. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got somebody from the Bay. You know what I'm saying? It just costs an arm and a leg to live out here, but everybody knows somebody from the Bay.
That's what's up, man. Ooh. You know what I'm talking about.
Do you have a question for our guest of the night?
Actually, man, for real, I want to, definitely want to talk about this pee in the shower situation, man. Y'all crazy about that shit.
Wow.
Let's talk
about that. You want to get out of the shower to go pee? Well, would you pee in the shower or no, don't pee in the shower? I'll pee in the shower, too.
I might be a professional piss in the shower, but I don't, listen, what the hell y'all talking about? Talking about y'all ain't got no time. Y'all just giving yourself a reason.
I get out, my brother. That's what I said. But you know what I'm saying? To each their own. If they want to be marathon shower pissers, that's on them.
You make it sound so bad. You make it sound so vulgar. Like, really?
It is what it is.
We gotta ask every caller, like, do you pee in the shower?
Oh,
next
God.
Time, do you pee in the shower?
Yeah.
Lord. Half of the people ain't going to keep it real, though, because you know, half the people won't keep it real.
Why not?
They might be scared, but it's cool, though.
But don't hang up. Thank you for calling. I'm going to go to the next caller.
All right.
Yo, Lyrical, make sure you follow him on Twitter, too. I know you're trying to get your Twitter game up. It's Dope Ass Music, AZZMUZIK, okay?
I am. I'm starting to Twitter every time that I pick my nose and stuff like that now, because, you know, that's what everybody doing now. Just every single time you take a breath, you got to tweet that. Yeah, let me get that
that's
together.
Crazy, but, yeah. All right, so we're going to get into one more caller. Miss Angel, who we got next?
Oh, let's take Denia real quick. Let's take Denia. I know Denia want to talk to, like, Dope right quick, you know, before we take another caller. I think it's 773, Erin Cole.
Yeah. What's good? What's good?
Hi, Denia.
What's good? You take dope-ass music. What's going on?
Denia, in my Linnell voice. Denia.
Oh, geez, I got that shit.
Yo, Denia, I know you got a question for dope-ass music. Girl, you're fat,
yeah, definitely. I want to him to explain his criteria for No Filter, because I'm surprised he didn't explain that yet, because he has the criteria for the music he plays on his show.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Being that I am a rapper and a producer, I have certain criteria in order for me to upload your music to my switchboard. The criteria is, number one, you have to have inflection. If you sound like Bueller, Ferris Bueller, throughout the whole damn song, that's not a good thing. Breathing technique. If you're a fat boy trying to rap on a fast song, you might want to start, you know, try to do that Rick Ross shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be every time the beat changes. All right? Lyrics with the beat. If you're talking about Jesus in your song and you're talking about the devil on your hook, that shit don't go together. I'm going to need the verses to match the hook. All right? Clarity. I got to understand what the fuck you're saying. If I can't understand what you're saying, I'm just listening to the beat and the hook. That's it. And then last but not least, delivery. You know, have some type of personality in your delivery. Every song is judged from a scale of 1 to 5. You have to have a minimum 20 to get on the show, and you get an extra point for likability. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. With that said, we're going to get into this track by Denia and produced by Dope Ass Music. Y'all, either one of y'all can go ahead and introduce this track, or both of y'all can talk about this track.
So basically, yeah, this is a track that is. Okay. So this is a track that is number 12 off the Dope Ass Music Volume 1 mixtape, which is available on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation. And if you're in Chicago this Thursday, I will be performing this track live at Connect 4 open mic. So.
Let me go.
Let me go. Let me go. All I hear from you now is wah, 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 wah. Your lies are falling on deaf ears. Think I just run back into your arms. Cause you tell me what you think I wanna hear. Well, I've got news for you. It's not gonna be that easy this time. So why don't you just go on your way? Cause I'm damn sure it's gonna go on mine. So now all you can do for me is pack, walk out. Don't bother looking back. You just so just let me go. Let me go.
Let me know so I can kill their ass because they stealing my shit.
But go to dopeassmusic.neen.com. You can sign up for the website, pick any beat you want, just email me the name of the beat, I'll send it back to you. Team No Filter, BlastYourThoughts.com. You have to be a member of BlastYourThoughts.com. After you sign up, send your music, MP3 form, with your Twitter name to TeamNoFilter@gmail.com. I'm on every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, but we are on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for the show. And as far as my shout-outs, man, I want to shout-out to Denia, everybody that did the mixtape, my right-hand dude, Bugs Bizarre, go follow him. He got his mixtape. He just dropped his mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for the collabos. Man, shout-out to, you know what I'm saying, all everybody that supported me from the very beginning. Shout-out to Next to Blow, who helped me become what I am today. Appreciate y'all, ladies. You know I love you. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to my man, H. Pocus, too. You know what I'm saying? West Coast. And shout out to, you know, my boy Rello, you know what I'm saying? I rock with him on Fridays. And Angel on the ones and twos, always holding it down for Next to Blow. And, of course, Quincy and Magassier, because it rhymes with Hennessy.
Yay. Most definitely. We appreciate you for coming on tonight. You already know that we're a big fan of dope-ass music. You show love to us every week, you know what I'm saying? Like, we support you, and you know you're next to Blow. We already know, and I want to take it to the Grammys.
You're I just want you to know, you know, now that the Lakers got Dwight Howard, them Heat boys better watch they back. Better watch they back.
What? Hold on. Are you hating on my Heat? The ones that won the championship.
I just said they gotta watch they back. That's what I said.
You're being a hater. That's what you're being. Team Heat, all day,
Angel,
every day. Wait.
I'm sorry. Hello? Angel, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just got to tell Angel just to check your text message real quick.
How? Cool.
Just check your text message.
I don't have one.
Oh, okay, well, it should be coming through. Though, we appreciate you for rocking with us, the hot interview. We always have fun with you, even in, you know, a minute or two that we always talking to you on Next to Blow Radio. You always bring live to the show. So, shout out to you, Team No Filter, dope-ass music for coming through. And, you know, make sure y'all go get that mixtape. Fuck you mean.
Fuck you mean. Go to Dat Piff. Go to Blast Your Thoughts under mixtape. Go to SoundCloud or go to Reverb Nation. Download it. If you want something different, if you're talking about everybody popping bottles, shooting their mama, get this mixtape. You want a different sound, you want a different feel, go get the mixtape. I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
Same promise. Yes, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, though, you can stay on the line with us, rock with us, you know what I'm saying, but we're going to get into some more calls before we get into our next interview. We love you. I love you, gummy bears.
Care Bear moment. Gummy bears. Gummy bears.
Yummy bears. Yay.
Yo, shout out to everybody that's tuned in with us. You know what I'm saying? I have people saying they hung up already, but damn. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into some more callers. Miss Angel, who we got that's waiting to go live with us?
We got a 786-366.
We live.
786-366.
You're live.
What's going on, Macassar? Is there? I must be out of gas on sport.
Hey, how you doing? Who wants to call?
Error, miss.
How are you?
I'm good. You probably don't know who I am still. Do your Thursdays.
Yes. How are you? I know exactly who that is. I just want to introduce you to Miss Queen T and Angel. It's the Miss Queen T and Magasha show, and we have Angel co-hosting tonight.
That's what's
going
on, ladies.
Hey.
How
y'all doing?
How you doing?
Good. Let everybody know about your event that you have every Thursday in Miami.
Well, first of all, my name is Errol Miss Brazil. I'm the CEO of United Gatherings Corp. And what we do is it's called Do You Thursdays every Thursday night. Where we basically we let local artists from all over Florida come together and actually perform for free inside the club, craft their skills on stage, and fine tune everything they need to do right now. And we got a little mixtape coming out with all the collaborations of the family as well. So anybody wants to come out and perform for free and get filmed and all, we here for you.
Yes, well, definitely. And I am promoting that on Facebook and Twitter. So if you didn't catch that, make sure you follow me on Twitter and you're on my friends list on Facebook to catch the information. If you are in the Miami area or you're coming to the Florida area looking for a place to perform and win prizes, most definitely hit me up so I can forward that message to you. I appreciate you for calling in tonight. Don't hang up if you don't have to, and we're going to go ahead and take the next call. I appreciate you calling in.
Appreciate the love.
All right, thank you so much. Yes, yes, we're waiting for Drummer Boy, you know, to call in a few minutes to go live with us, multi-platinum award-winning record producer and rapper from Tennessee.
All right, so we're going to get into the next caller. Miss Angel, who we got next?
We got a 732-579.
Hey, what's good? What's good? Hey, what's good, y'all? What's good? It's King Piff. Just tuning in.
Hi.
King
Piff.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Checking y'all show out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Just taking a little time off, real busy and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like what y'all doing and things, you know what I mean? Just basically got a lot on the plate right now that we're doing right now, you know, working with the magazine, WV Soul, artists that want to get in the magazine, all at me. We do ad space. We do pages, we do videos, we got models, we do day in the life shoots, anything, you know what I mean? If they want to get involved with that, we got the mixtapes. We just dropping the one with Currency. We got one with Meek Mills dropping, I think, like another week. And then we got the best of the best. You know, I'm all over that joint, like with Meek Mills. And, you know, we got a lot of big things that's in the works, you know what I mean? So, you know, just get with the winning situation. That's basically it, you know?
What's up? Let everybody know how
they
can get in contact with you.
Well, you know, you can follow me on Twitter at King_Piff1, you know what I'm saying? Or you can look me up on Facebook, you know, King Piff, SoundCloud, King Piff, Reverb Nation, YouTube, King Piff 6977. You know, just punch me in, it'll come right up, you know what I mean? We actually got something in the works with the boy OG Mac Drama and Don Gunner from Deep Lock or whatever. We're looking at something real special, so you know what I mean? Just came through for that. Definitely holler at me, man. You know what I mean? We're doing a lot of things for the magazine. We're giving a slot on the mixtape with Meek Mills, $100, and you get a write up on the magazine. I mean, you can't really beat that. You know what I'm saying? So holler at me.
Hey, you know, shout out to you too, because I know you teamed up with my partner, Major Promotions. You know, shout out to Major
Shout out to Major Promotions, definitely.
Hey, DJ 5X too. Shout out to him too. I know you
Shout out to 5X doing a lot of the joints. We actually got a couple other DJs that's about to be dropping some stuff for us, you know. So we just working. We just trying to network and just, you know, build from the ground up and just get bigger and better, you know. And we definitely working with the indies, so, you know, just holler.
And go ahead and throw your Twitter out one more time so people can follow you on Twitter if they want to get into this magazine or mixtape clock or any of that other stuff.
Okay, and yeah, we got the DVD. We're doing a DVD. It's a Maybach Music DVD, you know what I'm saying? It's the entire Maybach. We got Yo Gotti on there. We got Maino on there. We got Swiss Beats on there. We got DJ Khaled on there. We got Diddy on there. We got Akon on there. We got French Montana on there. We got damn near everybody on the damn DVD, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to get on that, holla at me. And then, you know, we got a couple slots reserved for indies. I'm on there as well. But, you know, my Twitter is King_Piff1. You know, follow me at King_Piff1. I definitely appreciate it, ladies.
And it's P-I, is it 2F, right?
Yeah, 2F, P-I-F-F-1.
All right. Just making sure so people can know. King Piff, all right. Yo, we appreciate you for calling in and rocking with us. And you stay in tune with us, okay?
Definitely.
Don't hang up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Asia, you see another guest on the line with us?
No, not yet.
Not yet? All right, well, we're going to get into the next caller. Who we got next? Who's trying to go live with us? Who want to talk to us?
We got a 612245.
Uh-oh. Who we got?
Yo, what it is? Your boy, Soda Black.
Black.
What y'all been doing, man? Hello.
He didn't even do it. He didn't even do his whole intro. He didn't even say, it's your boy, Soda Black.
Harvey Black,
It's your boy, AKA. Soda Black, a.k.a. Mr. Harvey and Black, a.k.a. I Am Black History, man. What's good next to Blood Radio? Miss Queen T. McCarthy, shout out to y'all, man. I see y'all doing y'all thing, man, you know, with these interviews and all. I'm waiting on the interview, too, so I'm waiting for this to get popping, you know?
Hey,
I feel
you got Angel, too. We got Angel on the line, too. Don't forget about her.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely shout out to Angel and King Nemo, you know what I'm saying? You already know they most definitely hold it down for Next to Blow, Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them, too. Soda Free.
You just treated me. You just treated me. I don't like that.
You treated who? Well, why? What happened?
You forgot about her.
Where? How you forget about Angel, though?
You said Angel?
Angel,
you forget about
boy in and out.
How you forget about me?
Who is this, Magasia, Angel? Which one?
That's
which one
Angel.
Is that? I ain't forget
Angel.
About you. I just didn't get to you yet.
You saved the best for last.
No, okay, something like that. I ain't even recognize you though, damn man. I thought that was Magasia on the line for a little second though.
It's me.
Yo,
that's what's up.
Bro,
yeah.
Before we get to the next call, let everybody know about your show on Monday, how they can submit your music and tune in, follow you on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff, and go ahead and pick a song. You got a request?
Man, I most definitely got a request, man. But y'all can find me on this same channel, this same number, every Monday from 8 to 10 Central Standard Time on Channel Real Talk / Next to Blow Radio. And I'm saying hosted by me, and I'm saying Soda Black. You can find me on the Facebook, Soda Black. You can find me on Google, Soda Black, MySpace, just everything Soda Black, Twitter, Soda Black. That's spelled SOTABLAKK. So, you know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. And I most definitely got a request, man. I'm trying to hear my song, man, working with Soda Black and Scale Gang, man. So shout out to my nigga Problem. Shout out to my nigga Soda Banger and, you know, Uzi and everybody from the Scale Gang, that, you know.
Hey, so you already uploaded that song to the switchboard?
Yes, ma'am. It's on there, Miss Queen T.
I got it.
Yo, shout out to my boy Soda Black, like he said, man. Make sure y'all tune in this Monday, every Monday. You know what I'm saying? They got a hot interview with. Don't you got Team Vote One and Pyro this coming Monday?
Man, you already know, man. You know, Minnesota turned up, you know what I'm saying, all the way to the max. My nigga Pyro OBF. You know what I'm saying? We got Lil Wayne in the building, so them two hot artists, so there's going to be some hot-ass shit.
All right. That's what's up. We love you. I love you, Soda, and I miss you. Aw, caravan moment.
Much love to y'all. Much love to y'all, man. It's my pleasure.
All right. We're going to get into this track by my boy, Soda Black, and Scale Gang. Yo, Adrian, you got it?
My niggas ball live like 2K. Not 4 quarters, 5 quarters, we in overtime right now. My bitch said, you need to make time for me. So I bought her a watch. We believe in hard work and work hard. OBS, Scale Gang.
Working so my pockets won't be hurting. I said every day I'm working. Every day I'm working. Every day I'm working so my pockets won't be hurting. I just crack it, crack it. When I'm on the fly, crack it, crack it. When I'm on the fly. win, and every day I lose. Every day I'm fly, since 87 I flew. Every day I'm on it, bag 1800. Got a bad bitch that like to pour my drinks, I call her 1800. Black team, we winning, 32 niggas blunting. Every time I cash out like the ATM, no fronting. Every time we here, them motherfuckers go crazy. And every time I walk the block, them hood niggas okay me. Cause every day I'm real, and every night I'm realer. Every day I deal with it, cause every night I'm the dealer. Got it in them squares, break it down in them pieces. I run the game like Tebow and I play the corner like Revis. Cup halfway full, blunt halfway gone. I see a bitch and I treat her right, so I'm only halfway wrong. Every day I smoke, so every day I'm high. Every day is jet black, so every day I'm fly. Every day I'm working, every day I'm working. Every day I'm working, so my pockets won't be hurting. I said every day I'm working, every day I'm working. Every day I'm working, so my pockets won't be hurting. I just pack it, pack it, when I'm on the fly. Pack it, pack it, when I'm on the clock. Every day I'm working, every day I'm working. Every day I'm working, so my pockets won't be hurting. Every day I'm working, fiend steady lurking. Pockets fat like ground beef, so getting money's my purpose. Posted in the trap stack, so green is my surface. Fuck around, I might hurt you. Strapped up, Steve Urkel. You can meet me in the tunnel. Fuck a cat, statue, them bundles. Stacked up, closed those, got money undercover. Bicep, no muscle, learned a lot from the struggle. Fat pack, phone jerkers, so my pockets won't be hurting. S-G-E-T, put in a box and it kills the beat. Yeah, they call me so, Midwest, so the beat. Rest in peace to my OG, pockets on B-I-G. Gotta get it how I live, if you niggas giving a nigga surgery. Let it burn like Urshan, fire weed that third degree. Most of these niggas fake, body they ass, plastic surgery. Hot M-O-N-E-Y, you can see it in my eyes. The whole scale game, you fly, we fly. Gotta get it till I die, okay. Every day I'm working, every day I'm working. Every day I'm working, so my pockets won't be hurting. I said every day I'm working, every day I'm working. Every day I'm working, so my pockets won't be hurting. I just pack it, pack it, when I'm on the fly. Pack it, pack it, when I'm on the clock. Every day I'm working, every day I'm working. Every day I'm working, so my pockets won't be hurting. Yeah, every day I'm working, every day I'm working. Every day I'm working, so my pockets won't be hurting. I said every day I'm working, every day I'm working. Every day I'm working, so my pockets won't be hurting. I just stack it, stack it, when I'm on the fly. Stack it, stack it, when I'm on the clock. Every day I'm working, every day I'm working. Every day I'm working, so my pockets won't be hurting.
Yes.
Hey, scale gang, soda black.
Nice cut right there.
What it do? Shout out to them as well. Angel, you see our number on the switchboard yet?
What you say?
I said, do you see Jumbo Boy's number on the switchboard yet?
No.
Okay.
I have
to wait for him to call in. I guess we're going to take the next caller.
Hey, shout out to my girl, Cosette, too. You know what I'm saying? She want to give some shout out to her. I'm not sure if she's on the switchboard, but shout out to her. I met her while I've been out here. She said she tuned in. Shout out to Rebel, Colvin. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody else on Twitter. And, you know, we're going to get into some more callers. Who we got next? Hello? Angel, who we got next? Magasi, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. I'm not sure what's going on with Angel's phone, but, you know what I'm saying, so she come back in. Man, make sure you follow us on Twitter. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. Magasi on Twitter, Angel on Twitter, Next Bowl Radio on Twitter, at Miss Queen T. That's MZQUEENT. Magasi, go ahead and give yours out.
Yeah, you know, I got like a long ass Twitter name, at T underscore is underscore Magasia, M A G A S S I A. I think her name is Booty Works, right?
Yes, at Booty Works.
Make sure you go ahead and you dial that 718-664-9115. If it's your first time tuning in, you're now tuning in to the Miss Queen T. Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. We go live every Tuesday between 8 and 10 Eastern Standard Time. But we do have other radio hostesses every day on Next to Blow Radio, different times, same numbers, same website. So make sure you definitely follow us on Twitter at Next to Blow Radio with the number 2. Angel, are you back online with us?
Yeah, I was here. I was trying.
All right, do you see our guest on the switchboard or no? Jungle Boy. Do you see Jungle Boy number on the switchboard?
I told y'all no.
Okay. Cool. Oh, I also wanted to tell you that our third guest, DC Delegate Angel, is going to call in from a 202 number, 702. I just got an updated email just now.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to call the switchboard. We got a 336-772. Hello. Hey, who's that? Hey, my name is Cuzzo, and I want to be the next to blow, so I'm chilling with Queen T and Magasia supporting my man Dope Ass Music all the way in North Carolina. Hello. How are you? Hello. What's going on with you ladies?
How you doing?
My number one fan.
Hey, y'all sound extra sexy when y'all together.
yes, team cuteness. Team cuteness. Yeah.
I know, mate. That's a, you know, Miss Queen T of Magasin. So, yo, Cuzzo, I want to introduce you to Miss Angel, too. She be co-hosting with us on from
she
Tuesday.
Married. She married.
What's happening?
What's going on, Angel? You married?
Am I married?
Yes, she is.
Oh, my God. You said, are you married? You was a mess. I thought you were mine. Now you're trying to hit on Angel? I want a divorce.
He's supposed to be mine.
I've been reading a lot of stuff on Facebook and Twitter, like, females get mad at all guys and be like, all guys the same. He ain't no, y'all ain't no good. So it's, you know, I'm just trying to make the
move
an exception, yo. Like, I want it all.
Oh, wow. So you want your cake and eat it too, and you want some soda with it?
Yeah, I want to kiss Angel, rub on Queen T, and let Magasi A clean for me.
Oh, my God. Oh, and
wait. What did you say?
I say I want to kiss on Angel, rub on Queen T, and have Magasi singing to me waiting on her turn.
Oh,
oh my God. Wow.
Nah, that's no fucking
me. That's amazing right there, yo. That's amazing.
Well, damn, I can't wait for the singing part. I got to hear Magasi sing.
Oh, my God. You see, Queen T, another one. She's like,
no.
Oh, yeah, let's get it on.
I wanted to sing that Jaheim and Trick Daddy, though.
Oh, Lord. Tonight.
What?
That's nice. What you know about tonight?
Loot my uncle in real life.
Oh, snap.
Real life. And while she's singing, Queen T gonna be dancing with Angel.
Uh-oh.
It's just my imagination, though.
Oh, shit.
What's up?
Magasi, I'm still waiting on that track.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. You know, I'm dropping it. You know, my single, That's How I Like It. I'm dropping it Friday. I can't wait for you guys to definitely listen to that. I'm not only a radio R&B singer, next to below R&B singer, Blueface R&B. You know, I'm very versatile. So you guys got to definitely
making sure y'all subscribe to my YouTube channel because I will drop it on YouTube on Friday. I will promote it on Saturday. So it's going to be among the first people to listen to the track. You have to be subscribed to my YouTube page. And if you don't have a YouTube page, just make one. Stop being lazy. Or you're going to listen to it on Saturday.
Hey, Gracia, yo, I got a request, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait for that single. Before we get into another call, we actually got to play that other Magasia track we got on the switchboard.
Yeah, let me get hard on the line.
Hey, you need to call in more often. Straight the fuck up.
Hey, Angel, what's your name on Twitter, Angel?
Oh, Booty what?
I wish they had. I wish Twitter had a poke button.
It's a
poke that booty work.
Yeah, I'm trying to poke something right here.
There's no type of dude right here.
You say that. You say that now. Then next week it'll be that nigga that cuz away.
Hey, you don't even know. Hey, go look. Hey, look, listen, listen. Check out my Twitter. It's at @BOOTY_WURK, and I guarantee you respect what you just said.
Okay, say it again. I'm from Alabama. I'm a little slow.
It's BOOTY_WURK.
WURK.
Yeah.
Looking like that's
a
booty on that.
No, but I got a site for that.
Okay, so that's COO.
No, B like boy. BOOTY_WURK. It's booty work.
Oh, booty work.
Yep.
Oh, you can make the booty work. I'm finna. Okay, y'all can end this call. I'm finna go on Twitter now and see what this booty work about.
On everything, hit me up.
Shout out to Magasi and Dope Ass Music R&B. And rap forever. Long live hip hop.
Yo, let's go ahead and get into that track. Angel, you got Magasi's track pulled up?
Yeah, which one?
I only have one. It's only one. Let me introduce it. Yes, most definitely right here on the Miss Queen T and Magasi show next to Blue Radio. Like I said earlier, I'm not only a radio host, but I'm also an R&B singer. You're about to listen to my track. Melody, after this song, you're going to go right into our interview with the delegate. Here we go right now, Melody, by me.
Yeah.
that was. Let me tell you. Let me tell you guys the concept real quick. The concept real quick is I am cheating on my man with the melody. The melody has me seeing and it has me dripping, even though it can't touch me. Yes, I know a lot of people when they listen to music, it gets them like super wet and like horny type stuff like that. But when I actually heard this melody, it had me feeling all kind of craziness that I can't say on air, you know. But
why you can't say that on air? I want to hear that.
I mean, when I first heard the melody, I was like, OMG, this melody has me, like, it actually made me wet. I'm not going to lie. It did. So it had me feeling crazy. So I'm cheating on my man with the melody, and every day me and the melody, we have an affair. That's what it is. And to this day, I'm still having an affair, y'all. I'm cheating on her with the melody. Yes. That's what it is. Shout out to Cuzzo for requesting that track right there.
Hey, that's what's up. Yo, Magasi, you said we were going to go ahead and get into DC's interview?
Yes.
And what's the air code? What's the number?
The air code is 202. Last four is 6198.
I don't got a 202.
Really?
I got a 302.
Hey, Delaware in the building. Hey, is the last four digits 1050?
Yep.
Oh, that's my bestie. Shout out to AC tuned in. Go ahead and bring him live.
Let's check AC right quick. Let's check AC right quick.
You're
live.
What's happening?
Hi.
I miss y'all.
We miss you too.
Yeah, man, I felt like, you know, the stepchild, man, like, y'all just forgot about me, like, left me for dead, man, in my Mama D voice.
Never.
In that order.
In that order. B-I-T-T-H.
Oh, I love you. We haven't heard from you in so long. Like, you been M.I.A. on the McQueen T and McGossip show.
Yeah, y'all basically, man, y'all too famous for me, man. Like, you know.
What you mean?
Y'all, you know, y'all being that, you know, y'all Hollywood now, so you know, that can't deal with little old me.
You're famous too. 4D Music, hello. And you got your own show on the college radio.
What you mean?
Nah, they ain't checking for little old Delaware. Delaware too little, man. We got a population of 5,000. They ain't worried about us.
I'm worried about you.
It's so good to hear you. It's so good to finally hear your voice. We missed you. We got Angel co-hosting with us. Angel, I don't know if you ever met AC yet, but it looks like he went MIA on Next Blow, but it's okay, though.
Oh, shit. Hey, Angel, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm glad I get to talk to y'all now, you know, being that it's been such a long time. So, you know, I'm going to try my best, you know, to keep in touch, you know, on Tuesdays now.
That's what's up. We appreciate the love.
Hey,
definitely.
I'm sorry. AC, we got Angel and Nino's there on Sunday show. So, you know what I'm saying? After y'all show, you definitely get to tune into them on Sundays on Next to Blow.
We're a little deep on our show. We're very explicit, so
yeah.
What time are you here?
Every Sunday from 8 to 10 Central Standard
8 to 10?
Time.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll go ahead and put my time.
Hey, Magasia, we got a 909 number up here.
Oh, that must be
Drum Boy.
That's Drum Boy calling in. I mean, well, let's go ahead and get into the Drum Boy interview since you know DC didn't call in yet.
All right, yo, AC, we appreciate
calling
you
in,
calling in. Love you, bestie.
No doubt. Love y'all back, man. I take it easy.
All right, you too.
Cool.
Angel,
is that his number popping up right now? Drum Boy in the 909?
Yeah.
909-663.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Hello, you're live. How are you?
Hey, yeah, boy, what it do?
Hey.
Who do we have on the line with us?
Man, I go by the name of Drama Boy, a.k.a. D-Boy Fresh, man. Salute, man, to all my people listening, man, locked in with the kid. You already know what time it is. What's happening?
That's what's up. Yo, I love your voice. Let everybody know where you're from. Well, let me know, personally. Where is you from?
Man, I'm from M-E-M-P-H-I-S, baby. That's that Tennessee Southern swag, you know what I mean? That Southern hospitality, you know what I mean? Make sure you right, you know what I mean? We make sure everybody right. Righteous, you know what I'm saying? We got their righteous flow, their righteous energy, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what's up.
We got Drama Boy as live on Next Level Radio on the Miss Queen and Magasia show. I mean, let everybody know, how did you get your name, Drama Boy?
Man, Drama Boy came from, it's crazy, one of my homies gave me the name from, like, all of my beat patterns and whatnot, and they was like, man, you just got some of the craziest beat patterns and sound like you a real drummer. And I used to tell people, like, I never played drums and whatnot, but to make my drums sound like I do play drums, people respected it and was like, you got some of the dope drum patterns and all of that. So they gave me that name, and it was funny because I was like, damn, I think that's my ornament on the Christmas tree. And it was my ornament, you know what I'm saying? So it was like the ornament on the Christmas tree. It was just ironic that, you know what I'm saying? Like, cats gave me the same name that I already had. My grandmother had gave me the ornament to the Christmas tree probably, like, you know what I mean, when I was like 4 or 5. You know what I'm saying? So it was just a blessing to just, you know what I mean, being a... Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel when people remind you every day that you are a multi-platinum, award-winning recording producer and rapper? How does that make you feel every day when you wake up and you know that you have that title?
I mean, it made me feel cool. Like, it just made me work harder because it's like, you know what I'm saying, still to this day, I feel like I don't get the respect deserved. I feel like still people sleeping on the kid, you know what I'm saying? Still, I feel like, you know what I mean? It could be a lot more done than what's going on from the face card aspect that you see in my face to, you know, the judging and hosting the TV aspect, which a lot of that we got working on, you know what I'm saying? It's like I just feel like I always got to keep working and always keep taking myself to the next level because that's the only person who going to do it but me, you know what I'm saying? You done seen me missed out a lot of videos, like cats might shoot a video, not call me, let me know when the video is. So, you know what I mean? I'm missing all of them slots and them opportunities that I feel like I should be seen. You know what I'm saying? You would know who Drama Boy is by now if a lot of these guys, you know, stood up a little bit taller, you know what I'm saying, and really made sure, man, look, man, I got to make sure Drama Boy in this video, you know what I'm saying, because he put me on. He put my career into position. You know what I'm saying?
So, Drama Boy, would you be willing to do this Angel, by the way, I'm sorry. I just want to know if you would be willing to do any collabos, just like up and willing to do a collabo with an underground artist now.
I mean, I've been collaborating with a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying? If it's a small little budget, you know what I'm saying, that I can get down with at least what you're talking about. Like, I'm not just chomping on cat songs just for the hell of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to have some reason, some purpose, some vibe, some kind of chemistry, you know what I mean? And it makes sense in the demographic that they in, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here in Cali now doing a lot of work with the different Cali artists, you know, YG reaching out, Compton Menace reaching out, you know what I'm saying? Nipsey Hussle reaching out, you know, a lot of cats who doing their thing out here, you know what I mean? So we just up and down the coast, you know what I'm saying? Like flexing, man, really, and just passing on the love, passing on the therapeutic energy, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Most definitely, that sounds great. I mean, I know your mom was a professional opera singer and your dad was a music professor. Was that any type of influence at all of why you wanted to pursue your music career?
I mean, you know, my pop was in the orchestra. I come from the orchestra background, and you know what I mean? That's what I've always, like, you know what I'm saying, been around, you know, and growing up in the streets of Memphis, like, you know, I would sneak and listen to 8-Ball, MJG, 3-6 Mafia, Player Fly, you know what I mean, and all the other rappers coming up in the city of Memphis, you know what I mean? Me and Yo Gotti came up together, so I was kind of, you know, just making beats, like, as a hobby because I always wanted to write my own music, you know, even going to art. Orchestras and performances and whatnot. I used to always want to be the conductor. And I recently did a video. You could YouTube it. You could type in Drama Boy Dad, the conductor. And that's like a little Father's Day tribute that I did for Pops. You know what I'm saying? He just retired. He was the first chair clarinetist in the Memphis Symphony Orchestra for 39 years. So he just retired, and I did a little tribute for him, and I actually came in and conducted the orchestra in his last performance. So, you know what I mean? It was special to me to do that. I grew up under the orchestra. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people have been in the orchestra, you know, 30-plus years, you know what I'm saying? And they seen me, and they've been knowing my father before I was born, and then they knew him when they had me, when he had me, you know what I'm saying? He used to bring me around the orchestra 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, never had a babysitter or any of that. So I would always be going to his rehearsals and performances, and he would have me backstage or have me, you know what I'm saying, like close by, and I would just be a baby, like introduced to that, you know what I mean? So it's just funny, that transition, but always having a respect for the conductor, because he was the one who was in control of the music. He was the one who was, you know what I mean, making the strings get loud or making the strings get softer, the trumpet section. He was just conducting everything, and like the one who was in charge, he looked like the boss to me, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to be like the boss of the music, you know what I'm saying? And I started my own company, Drum Squad, in 2003. It's approaching 2013 now, you know what I'm saying? 10 years in the game almost as we approaching. We got the 10-year anniversary party coming up for Drum Squad, you know what I mean? And we're about to move units, man. We done locked down our production company. We done locked down our production duties. We got over 10, 15 number ones on the rap department, you know what I'm saying? We doing a lot of things on the R&B department. You can find us on Music Soul Child album, Jagged Edge album, you know what I'm saying? Chris Brown, new single, Oh Yeah, featuring Snoop, 2 Chainz. You know what I mean? And just doing a lot more things on the R&B tip, you know what I mean? Trying to place a couple number one R&Bs and move some units under the Drum Squad. My project, The Birth of D-Boy Fresh, is on iTunes right now. You know what I'm saying? You can download that thing under the artist name D-Boy Fresh, a.k.a. Drummer Boy Fresh, you know what I'm saying? And that goes back to just all of the clothing lines that we rep for, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been repping for clothing lines for 7 years, man. I used to rep for Cavi. I used to rep for LRG. I'm repping Sean John 3-Piece Suits for the young black business entrepreneurs right now, you know what I'm saying? So young black, you know what I'm saying, guys, white, Spanish, Asian, like whatever your ethnicity is, we just showing young men in the entrepreneur stage and being fresh, being fly. Like, you know what I'm saying? You might see one brother that you know in a suit once a year. Some cats you see in them in the suit once a week, but we just trying to pass on and rub off, you know what I'm saying, a little of that entrepreneurship or that business mind, you know what I'm saying, set and just motivating these brothers to be about their business, to handle their business, you know what I mean, and we're going to see even more money in our community. We're going to see more success in our community. So, you know, I've been doing a motivational speaking just the whole nine, man, from an intellectual standpoint. You know what I mean? On my Tupac campaign, like, you know what I mean? Pac was a intellectual, you know what I'm saying? He was a rapper, a literature mindset, you know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, I read, I like to preach in a positive aspect, in a positive mindset, and just motivate people to be better than what they was before they met me, you know what I'm saying? And when they listen to my music, it's something that I might tell you, it's something that I might do, or it's something that rub off. It changed your life, you know what I mean? And that's why I say I'm a life changer, that, you know what I mean? I consider myself a therapist. And we blessing as many as we can, man, wherever we go. Memphis World Runners, salute. My whole Squiddy Squad, you know what I'm saying? Salute. We out here getting to it.
A lot of people may not know this, but you majored in music business at University of Memphis. Like, was that something that you wanted to do on your own, or your parents wanted you to go ahead and major into that?
I mean, that was something that I just wanted to jump into just to make sure I was on top of my P's and Q's and that I was dotting all my I's and my crossing my T's correctly. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a little wake-up call. It was like a little, you know, brushing up on any forgotten knowledge that I already had. But to me, I already had all of that knowledge locked down, you know what I'm saying? I was already getting money. I was already conducting the business. I was already campaigning. You know, I was on Yo Gotti Life album at 15. I was on Tila Double Dose album at 16. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had a couple records, at least 10 to 15 records on the radio going into college, you know what I'm saying? And when my pop told me to come up with $100,000, I did that in 10 months. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, any goal and any challenge that they done given me, man, we done completed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they told me I wasn't going to have a record that was mid-tempo to go number one. And then we come out with Shawty and do 3 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, they tell me Standing Ovation was too slow and this and that. But if you look at the charts, man, Standing Ovation, a platinum ringtone. We sold over 1 million ringtones on Standing Ovation, and that wasn't even no single. So I just be going to show, like, how the streets fuck with me and how niggas out here fuck with me and my sound and my campaign. Like, regardless of the radio, if it's a radio single or not, I'm still doing numbers. You know what I'm saying? That's still, like, one of the favorite tracks on 101, you know what I'm saying? And for me to come through for Jeezy in the circumstances that I had to come through for him, he was like, nigga, you come through for me on this, nigga, I got you. So when niggas, anything you can say about Drummer Boy, man, that nigga get the job done. He complete the mission. Walker was like, yeah, I need a hit. Like, Walker could have been got a beat from me. Walker told me when he was going to start rapping. Like, that's the difference between, like, I've been knowing a lot of cats before they was even rapping. I remember Walker like, man, I'm going to start rapping drum. I'm for real, man. And I'm like, man, you ain't ready for no beats yet? You ain't ready for no beats yet? Walker, that's why I respect Walker so much, because Walker probably the first cat ever in the history of my life who was like, I don't need no Drummer Boy beat right now. Like, everybody in the game like, man, I need a Drummer Boy beat. Man, I need a Drummer Boy beat. Guess who ain't even got nothing to do with rap trying to get a Drummer Boy beat? Like, bro, what you going to do with one of my beats? You know what I'm saying? And here it is, a guy who I'm trying to give a beat to just on the strength of my relationship with Gucci.
Right.
And this Gucci new artist, you know, anything Gucci need from me, man, bro, I got you. Man, this my artist Walker, man. We're going to be working soon. All right, man, just holler at what you need when you need me. You don't want nothing now? Nah, I ain't ready, Drum. Walker be like, nah, I ain't ready, Drum. I'm cool. Like, he was so humble. And for him to know when he ready for me was like, man, I can't do nothing but salute you, bro. And the first song that I did for this nigga was No Hands.
Oh,
this nigga said,
God,
I need a hit.
Yes.
The first song, like, we've been on the Billboard for 2 fucking years.
Yes, that track right there go hard. Real quick, I want to tell everybody, do not hang up the phone. We have multi-time award-winning record producer and artist Drummer Boy live on air with us. If you hang up, you will not be able to get back on air. 718-664-9115. Make sure you press that 1 to go live when we get ready to take callers to talk to our boy, Drummer Boy. Like, that No Hands track, I mean, I still listen to it to this day. Like, that track go hard. The beat is so gangster. I have to definitely say that.
Man, number love.
I mean, let's talk about the birth of B-Boy Fresh Deluxe Edition. Let's talk about that real quick. I mean, I know you released it August 11th with the Drum Squad Records. Like, how long did it take for you to drop that album right there?
You said how long did it take me to drop it?
Yeah, like, I mean, how long did it take you? Months? Was it like a last-minute thing? Did it take you years? Like, explain that.
Nah, I mean, the whole project, the first mixtape version of the Birth of D-Boy Fresh, I dropped on August 11th of 2011. And, you know what I'm saying, that had a couple different cuts on there. You can find that on Live Mixtapes for free. You know what I'm saying? I'm hosting that. And so many people was unaware of it. So many people was like, man, that was an album, man. You need to re-put that out, man. You need to put that on iTunes just so I can support you, man. I'll buy it just, you know what I mean? Like, it'll be at least 1,000 people who done said that to me. So I was like, damn, okay, 999 times 1,000. That's a 10-piece that I'm just sleeping on. So I was like, all right, cool. Let me just put the project. I'm going to put like 5 or 6 new songs on the joint. You know what I'm saying? Take all of the records that have samples on them off, and everything is all original music. You know what I'm saying? I put the joint on iTunes, and already, you know what I'm saying, we done moved probably like 450 to 500 copies, you know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, that's a small number, but it's like, for me, I'm a new rapper. I'm gaining a whole new fan base, you know what I'm saying? And I take whatever I can get, you know, as Drum Squad. Now I can say Drum Squad Records, man. We done moved 500 copies. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud to say that. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's $5,000 to go towards my studio time or go towards my mixing or go towards my registration fees and bills for the whole year for taxes or whatever that money go to. You know what I'm saying? But we done moved 500 copies. That's 500 people that believe in the movement, you know what I'm saying, downloaded and checked it out. A lot of athletes, a lot of MLB cats, you know what I'm saying? DJ Sway, you know what I'm saying, from MTV reached out, hit me like, yo, I downloaded the joint, you know what I'm saying? Andre 3000 reached out, you know what I'm saying, hit me like I downloaded the joint, you know what I'm saying? Paris Hilton hit me, you know what I'm saying? We are here in LA now. She's like, yo, I'm going to support you, baby. I'm going to download it. A lot of promoters, a lot of the essays, and we still out here promoting it and campaigning, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's just fun for me to, like, get out here on a whole nother mission, on a whole nother face card, and letting people know I got a rap mixtape out. Everybody like, damn, you rap? You doing this? Da, 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 da. And it's almost like Kanye. Like, you didn't know who Kanye West was till he started rapping. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I got a little edge because a lot of people already know my name or know my music. They just don't know the face. You know what I mean? So it's just a grind, you know what I mean? And a lot of people be shocked to see me out passing out my own CDs, promoting my own campaign. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at this shit like I'm a new artist. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know who Drummer Boy is, but you don't know this nigga D-Boy Fresh. D-Boy Fresh, that nigga who would get out there and get it done, you know what I'm saying? He'll say what he need to say to you, no question, you know what I'm saying? If I got a problem with you, you gonna know. It ain't no, let me just, you know, keep the producer mind frame and keep stay humble or let me, you know, stay in a neutral environment because I'm cool with this cat and I'm cool with this cat. D-Boy Fresh, the side of me that's like, you know what I'm saying? If I have to, if you know, I got a problem, we're going to address it, period. Hello?
Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you just cut off. I was listening, you just cut off. Magasi and Angel, you still there?
Yeah, it was super dead.
Yeah, you know, that was it. I was just, you know, that was the end of my sentence, for real, for real.
let's take some calls real quick. Let's take some calls. I know I've got some calls on the line. If you'd like to talk to Drummer Boy, ask a question, go ahead and press that 1. Let's just take some calls right now.
We got a 314-724.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. Firewater Red Star out of St. Louis. What's going on?
What up, what up, G?
Peace and blessings, brother. I'm listening to you talk, man. I just want to salute you. Shout out Queen T. You know, I'm talking about Next Level Radio. But I want to salute you, bro, because, you know, it's good to hear somebody talking about, you know, motivating people and, you know, trying to bring the better out in everybody. You know what I'm talking about? And still keeping it dope boy fresh. You know what I mean?
Man, all the way 100, my nigga. Like, it, you know, coming up in Memphis, man, you know what I'm saying? It's a real humble city. We got all genres of music in the city. And, man, it's like I came up under Isaac Hayes. Like, I remember being 5, 6 years old, waking up out of my bed, walking into the kitchen to some bacon and eggs and biscuits, mama cooking, and then see Isaac Hayes in the living room. Like,
man, don't you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, don't you know we used to live in Dyersburg, my nigga? Like, nigga, first club I ever went to was in Memphis, man. So I already know y'all.
Man, salute, man. Somerville, Dyersburg, Bolton, Bartlett, Cordova, Collierville, all of the suburbs out there is what embraced me, man. You know what I'm saying? I got into a lot of trouble in the hood, in Black Haven, White Haven, whatever you want to call it. That's my stumble ground. That's my hood. That's where I'm from, BAZ. We got the South Memphis campaign and all of that, blah, blah, blah. But really, it was just, you know, it's all Black, you know what I'm saying? And the nigga was in the hood. The nigga was getting into trouble. Moms moved the nigga to the all-white community, Cordova. I was out there when it was 95% white, and that shit changed a nigga life, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, it, like, taught me just how to entertain and be humorous to a different crowd. It taught me how to, you know, present myself to a different demographic. It really made me think a lot like Will Smith, you know what I'm saying, in the sense of where he come from and then had to move to a whole different community, and that's what pushed the nigga through it, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was on Will Smith for that, you know what I'm saying? And that's where the fresh come from, just being fresh, being fly, and then to add on the hip-hop was made for us to express ourselves, and that's why I think we get lost, man. Hip-hop, you can do whatever you want to do. You can say whatever you want to do and put into the game whatever you want to offer. You know what I'm saying? And be yourself, man. And there's so many cats out here that want to be like me or want to be like Andre 3000 or want to be like Kanye or want to be like Michael Jackson. Ain't no wrong with doing the moonwalk. Ain't no wrong with doing the two-step like DJ Unk and them. But embrace that and then create something of your own. And that's what I got from Beethoven. And that's what I got from Bach. Like, I hear some... And then be like, damn, I could take them same keys and them same chords and then boom, you know, and it just like flip that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I used to like learn how to do. So if you're gonna make it into your own, if you're gonna get motivated, see, it's a difference between the word motivation and biting.
Right.
It's a difference between the word. It's a difference. It's a difference between the word writing and plagiarism.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just try to teach, man. Like, I grew up around.
That's what I was gonna say, man. Niggas are scared to just jump out there and do their own thing because everybody wanna be accepted and be the man, and you know, don't nobody wanna take that climb to get to the top. You know what I'm talking about? I hear you.
Man, much respect, bro. Much respect, man. Teaching in my blood, you know what I'm saying? This ain't nothing that I'm trying to do to think I'm better than niggas or nothing, man. When you teach, you share your experiences and help shed the light, bro. It ain't no bragging. It ain't no boasting. It ain't no nothing. Like, why you want to see your people fucked up? I want to see all us as a people, as a world, nigga, getting money, nigga, and not have to be looking over your shoulder every time on some negative shit over some bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. That was, man, that's everything we represent, man. Like, it's refreshing, brother, to hear a brother in your position, man, and still talking that talk. Because, like, Queen T and I'm going to tell you, like, that's the same kind of nigga I am. That's everybody who fought with me. Like, I'm on that same frequency. And niggas try to tell me, like, oh, you can't make it this far because it's all fuck shit, man. But for all everybody who listening right now, man, it's real niggas in this shit, man. And the shit ain't gonna stop.
For real.
You know what I'm talking about? I salute you, bro. I salute the whole Next to Flow, man. I fucks with y'all hard.
Hey man, salute.
For real, we fuck with you too, Fight. Why do you always keep it 100 and then supporting us? And I appreciate you for coming through, rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? I know you ain't going nowhere, so thank you for asking the question and, you know, trying to go live with us. So we appreciate the support.
We're out of season.
Hey. Shout out to St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to get into another call up. Miss Angel, who we got next?
We got a
267-844. 267,
who is
this and where are you coming from?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's good, y'all? This is Curtis Entertainment from Kansas City, Missouri, now living in Philadelphia, PA.
I'm about to say, I know that 267. That 267 sounds like somebody from Philly up there.
Yeah, I'm living in Philly now, you know what I mean? I just moved here to progress my R&B lifestyle, you know what I mean? Because I'm an R&B artist, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to push and become an R&B artist. I ain't trying to be like Mike. I'm not trying to be like Chris. I ain't trying to be like Damien. I ain't trying to be like the greats. I'm trying to be like myself and come out with my own style, do my own thing, you feel me? And I'm listening to you, and I'm like, yo, this is a dude that's in the game. Yo, he make hits for people, you know what I mean? And I'm listening to you. I'm like, yo, he's spitting some real shit because people tell me all the time, like, yo, you're not going to make it. And I'll be like, fuck you, nigga. I'm going to keep on pushing. I'm going to keep on doing my thing because as long as I believe in myself and I have my followers that believe in me, my family that believes in me, that's all I need. And I believe in God, and I know he tells me as long as I keep on pushing for that mark, I'm going to make it.
Yeah, and don't you ain't even gotta have a fuck you attitude, like, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to have an attitude, little homie, like my own father, man, my dad. Like when you tell a nigga in the orchestra you fucking with hip hop, they almost look at it like they don't even appreciate it, like they don't even know what hip hop is. He ain't even know what
right.
it was, you know what I'm saying? So this nigga telling me I wasn't gonna be nothing. This nigga telling me I'm not gonna make it. I couldn't just sit there and say fuck you, pop. I could have. That's how I felt. But I was like, man, like, I just burst into tears, my nigga. I was like, bro, you don't even know who I am. You don't even know what I represent. You don't know, but you know what? I had stopped myself in the middle, and I told that nigga, I was like, you know what? I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you, man, because you just don't know. You just don't know no better. It's almost like a kid. I had to literally stop and treat my dad like a kid for one time and say, man, you don't know no better. It's all good.
Yeah.
I forgive you. I forgive you, bro, because you don't know no better. Guess what? Now that nigga my best friend. Now that nigga love the shit out of the nigga. Man, I was listening to that new 2 Chainz you did, son. Hey, that shit whamming, boy. I was like, nigga, what you know about 2 Chainz? Now this nigga trying to call me, telling me he didn't listen to some damn 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying? So you win you. Niggas over with your kindness, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? The whole world will be like, man, you know what? I had the wrong idea about that nigga, man. Like, I done hated on this nigga. I done caught this nigga bitch asshole, threw his CD out the window and everything. This nigga went platinum on my ass. Like, man, I got to give this nigga some credit, man. I'm going to go to that nigga's show. And motherfuckers, when you win niggas over, bro, that's what it's about. Just like the electoral vote for Obama, like that nigga had to win motherfuckers' minds, man. You have to win motherfuckers' decisions.
Right.
They ain't gonna roll with you from the get-go because a nigga don't know what the fuck he rolling with.
Right. I feel you. I went through the same thing with my mom and dad, man. I wrote a lot of, when I was young and I lived with my parents, man, I wrote a lot of music. I went through maybe like 10, 15, 20 notebooks writing stuff. I moved out of my parents' house when I was 15. I ran away from home when I was 15 years old, man. And when I turned like 20 years old, man, they moved out the house. And I asked my parents, like, yo, did y'all ever keep them notebooks that I had? And they told me that they threw it away. And so now, I mean, now I get my mom to tune into the radio stations or whatever. And now my mom is like, yo, I respect your game, son, because even though we threw your stuff away, you keep on doing what you're doing, and you don't care what nobody's saying about you, and that's just how I am. I'm an Aries, man. I'm going to keep on pushing. I'm going to keep on doing what I want to do because I know that I can make it, man, and I give you much respect, you know what I mean, because you didn't stop. You kept on doing what you was going to do, and you didn't care. You just kept on pushing, and you made it, you feel me, and I'm doing the same thing. I look up to you as an artist and also as a producer, man, for sure.
Man, 100, bro, much love, man.
Yeah.
I just want to say, this Miss Queen T, I got to say, you said Team Aries over there?
Uh-huh, yes, for sure. I'm an Aries, March
25th.
March 25th, you feel me? I'm an Aries. Yo, can I just get a request in so Drummer Boy can hear my music?
We'll have to play the track, you know, after the interview. You know, we really can't play, you know, tracks right now after the interview.
Okay.
I mean, after, we'll definitely get that in for you. What's the request?
The request is We Ain't Worried, Curtis Entertainment, featuring my boy King Crack.
Okay, cool. We definitely got you.
Okay.
Thank you, Curtis, for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, yo, you
got
time for one more caller, Jumbo Boy?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, we got a lot of callers on the line, you know what I'm saying, that want to go live, but I know your time, you busy and stuff, but we want to take one more caller. Who we got next? Miss Angel, who we got next on the switchboard?
We got a 651-795.
Yeah.
651, who we got?
Yeah.
Caller, you're live.
Hello.
What's up,
bro?
Hey,
what's good,
what's
man?
Ninos,
I'm calling out to Paul.
Ninos, how are you?
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Miss Queen T and Magasia, first of all. Y'all always doing some amazing shit, man. Straight the fuck up.
Aww.
Y'all always doing something, man. And then, Drummer Boy, what up, my nigga?
What it do, G?
Hey, man, while I motherfucking got the chance, I gotta ask, man, I need a beat, bro.
Shit, we chop it up, man, you know what I'm saying? Everything I got this way costing something, but we can work it out.
How am I getting in contact with you? How do I do that?
Hit me up on Twitter, and then I get you with my PR, you know what I'm saying? My publicist, Julia, she goddamn be handling everything.
All right, for sure. This man knows, man, I'm for sure gonna do that. I had to tell you, no, niggas don't really get the test. Nigga, you on. We fucked up in the hood. I'm trying to get on somehow.
Man, just say you was caller number 3 on Twitter. This caller number 3 from wherever you from. Goddamn, I'm going to follow you back, and then I'm gonna DM you my publisher's information.
And that's what's happening. Real nigga shit, man. Shout out to you, man.
Already salute, my man.
What's up, bro?
I love the shit out, y'all.
Oh, I love you too, Nino.
Up,
I love you too.
I
appreciate
next
you for calling in.
Yes, on everything, next to Blow Radio.
Hey, that's my boy, Nino G. You know what I'm saying? She's calling out of Minnesota. Hey, that's what's up. Yo, speaking of Twitter, my boy, I don't know if you follow Magasia, but this is McQueen T. I need to follow back, like, Where you gonna follow me?
Shit, I got y'all, man. I got you. You know, I follow everybody who goddamn support my campaign. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just reach out to me. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to keep up with, like, who initiated the interview or who I'm, like, you know, all of the personalities, all the interviewers. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to follow everybody. You know what I'm saying? So put everybody in one tweet. If it wasn't already in one tweet, I'd go back through some of them and make sure everybody getting followed. You did.
Are you on Twitter now, or are you going to be on Twitter? Because this is Miss Quincy. I'll attach everybody, as in myself, Angel, Magasia, the radio station, Ninos, and Curtis.
Yeah,
Entertainment.
Send everybody in there, John, and just be like, we the team next to Blow Radio.
Oh, shit, team next to Blow.
It is.
Oh, yeah. We need some radio drops also. We
can I do them now?
Radio drops. Not now. What I'll do is I'll send Julia the drops. Here. This is Magasia talking.
Yeah. Send them to Julia and then I'll knock them out in the studio.
Yeah, and shout out to her. Send that up too, because, like, you know, I hit her up, and shout out to her for definitely scheduling this interview we have tonight. If you guys don't know who we have live on air right now, we got Drummer Boy. Don't get it twisted. From Tennessee.
Drummer Boy, I have a question. This is Miss Quincy. Out of all the songs that you produce and put your work into, out of all the tracks, I'm not just going to give you one. I'm going to make it a little bit easier. What's the top three tracks that you enjoy doing and still to this day, like, to this day, like, damn, I did that.
To this day, as far as meaningful tracks, number one, No Hands. I can't, you know what I'm saying? That's my favorite. Number two, Ride Around, I'm Getting It, Spend It for 2 Chainz. Number three, Put On, featuring Kanye and Jeezy.
Okay. And who would you want to work with that you have not yet worked with?
Beyonce, John Legend, Robin Thicke. I mean, it's a lot of folks. India Irie, Lauryn Hill, Wyclef. I mean, it's a lot of folks.
Hey, and I'm sure you're going to get there, so I can't wait to hear them say.
Yeah, for sure. I got to get with the nigga Kendrick Lamar, man. We've been bumping heads a couple times. That nigga dope as shit. Fuck with his campaign. On Cat, we've been going back and forth verbally about some shit, but we trying to make it happen. Meek Mills, another nigga who I feel like, man, just spitting from the bottom of his heart on that real. I'm gonna let you in on my life type shit. I like niggas who ain't scared to, like, let niggas in on their life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times that shit be embarrassing, and that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas look at us like we star striped and bannered, like. We doing all of this shit and getting our stars and stripes and what we do in the street, but a lot of this shit be embarrassing, especially when, you know, you fuck up, you know what I'm saying? But for a nigga to goddamn be able to share with the world how I fucked up and how you shouldn't want to be like me and fuck up, you know what I'm saying? And making it to the game, like, that's super strong, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like your confession. So I commend Meek Mills, man. That nigga doing his thing, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what's up. Y'all have it, Magasia, Angel, y'all have another question before we let him go?
Yeah, one more question. I want to know, what's your Twitter name?
Twitter name. Everybody who need to follow me on Twitter, hit me up at DrummerBoyFresh. You feel me? DrummerBoyFresh. DrummerBoyFresh. Hit me up. Y'all in all of the Facebook, man. Follow the fan page. You know what I'm saying? DrummerBoy. Facebook.com/DrummerBoy, DrummerBoy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, did.
How can we find the album?
Magasia, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I wanted him to tell everybody how they can find your album on iTunes right now.
iTunes, man. Download the project. iTunes, it's under D-Boy Fresh. The name of the project is The Birth of D-Boy Fresh. You know what I'm saying? So definitely check that out. I got another project on iTunes called Welcome to My City, Volume 2. You know what I'm saying? So you can definitely check out that, man. More music, more messages for the people on both of those projects.
Okay, do you have any shout-outs? Any you like to say to speak it offline?
Man, shout out to Drum Squad Camp. Get it, DSCGI, my drum gang, my drum squad familia, organizations, everything in the umbrella up under the mute, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my mama, my pop, my family, you know what I'm saying? My city of Memphis, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who in support. I mean, anybody who don't know who I am, man, you know what I'm saying? Much love, you know what I'm saying? You will. We're going to touch you one day, you know what I'm saying? You're going to catch on one day. You know what I'm saying? Check out the website, www.drum-squad.com. Then they number love, man. When you see me, come holler at me, man. You know what I'm saying? For the ladies, I give you a hug. For the niggas, we got a goddamn dap up. You know what I'm saying? You get to it, man. Real, real, real respectful individual, man.
Hey, that's what's up, boy. Yo, Jumbo Boy, I appreciate you for coming through. But gosh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Your phone keep muffling in and out.
Oh, no, I was saying that we appreciate Jumbo Boy for coming on tonight. You know, we had a great time. You said some great words. I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of artists are upset that they can't talk to you, but it's cool. Just make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, and if you have any questions for him, he'll definitely, you know, he's one of the artists and producers that actually tweets you back. He does. So make sure y'all tweet him on Twitter, hit him up, and let him know how you felt about the interview tonight next to Go Radio on the Miss Quincy and Magasia show tonight.
Yeah, already, already.
Let him know that y'all tuned in. If y'all hit him up on Twitter, let him know that y'all linked up through Next to Blow Radio or Miss Queen T and Magasia show, and, you know, and definitely go from there and make sure, you know, support him and he supports back. So, like, this is Miss Queen T, and I appreciate you for your words and your time, and glad we finally got to get you on. You know what I'm saying? I apologize about last week. You know?
No. This last week was crazy. I think this was much better for you, you know what I'm saying, because I ain't running around right now, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things have happened in my life since that last week period. Just, it's crazy how many things can happen in your life in 7 days. It just motivates you even more, you know what I'm saying, and a few things which have slowed me down but put my mind in the right place, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, I think this definitely was a better outcome for you, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all having me on the show, man. I'm a passenger, man. It's your boy, Drummer, a.k.a. D-Boy Fresh. Shout out to Next Blow Radio, you know what I'm saying? Magasia, Queen T, everybody holding it down, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody listen, man. One love, one salute. We up out of here. Three words for y'all. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey,
yeah, boy. I like that.
I love it. He has a sexy voice. Ooh, sweet.
Oh, everything. Oh, everything. Oh, Town Major. You already know how that is. But, you know, we had a great time tonight. Yo, like, tonight was cool. You know what I'm saying? Tonight was real, real cool. We laughed. We cried. We joked. We got serious. You know, we got educated by our boy, the whole boy, about what's going down, you know. So it was a great night. I mean, I don't know what happened to our other artist, DC Delegate. I'm not sure if he's on the switchboard.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Let's take him. We're about to go into our third interview. DC Delegate, you know, right now on Next to Blow Radio on the Miss Queen T Magasia show. You just heard from my boy. Now we're about to get into our artist of the night.
Yo, DC, you there? Yo. Hey, if y'all are just now tuned in, you know what I'm saying, make sure y'all don't hang up because we are in that overtime hour. And if y'all hang up, y'all will not be able to get back in until tomorrow's show with my boy Hocus Pocus. But, you know, stay in tune with us. Don't hang up. So, that being said,
hello.
What's up, DC? How you doing?
What's going on down there in Miami?
All right, this is Quincy.
I'm from Columbus, Ohio, right now. Fuck you, man.
Wait.
Hold on. I'm from Miami. What
happened?
Where y'all hating on Miami so bad? Like, that got beef? Yeah, y'all beefing like,
my
name.
No,
no,
don't
even y'all say this. Hello? Yeah, how y'all doing?
How you doing?
What's good?
Y'all
had us on hold for like an hour.
But
it's all love, though.
No, I mean, we've been looking for your number. I don't know what happened. Like, I'm sorry about that. You know, really sorry about that. But now that we got you live on air, let everybody know who you are and where you're from.
Well, it's the DC Delegate. That's my name, Mike Butter.
from up in D.C., repping the whole DMV area, Capitol Heights, Maryland.
That's Quincy Hood right there, DMV. You know, a lot of artists from the DMV area.
DMV blowing right now, man. Y'all need to keep that eye on us.
DMV, I swear, salute to you. I love artists from the DMV.
Hey, jumping off, man. Just jumping off up here.
I mean, let everybody know exactly how did you get your name.
Well, I got my name, man. I mean, I made the name of myself, but it's definitely stamped. I mean, I don't just rep me when I rap. When I'm out performing, interviews, I'm repping my whole city, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. That's why I call myself the D.C. delegate. I'm the number one rapper here.
Okay. I mean, let's talk about, you know, Zelma Music Group. Like, I know that you're the CEO. And you're also an artist from that music group. Let us know how you first got started. What inspired you to start your own label?
Well, Zelma Music Group, you know what I mean? We're a label out there in Capitol Heights, Maryland. You know what I mean? It started by me and my man, my partner, at Almost the Bank. You can find him on Twitter. You know what I mean? We got about 4 or 5 artists we working with. You know what I mean? Grinding, trying to make it out there. You know what I mean? Out there in the world.
Now, I want to go into one of your tracks right now, just to give the listeners and the fans a little feel of what you sounded like.
All right.
That's what we got
on the switchboard. What track is that?
We're going to see. Angel, what do you have on the switchboard? For our boy, D.C. Delegate. Angel, are you there?
Yep, I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, cool. I know we have 2 tracks that were sent to us. The first track I believe we got is, what's the first track?
Got it.
Okay, cool. What do you got on the first word? Hello? What do you have on the first word? What song do you have on the first word?
We have Get It Off and Million Dollar Trap House.
Yeah, that Million Dollar Trap House.
All right, go ahead and introduce that track for us right now.
This track right here, man, was produced by my partner, man, my producer, Cuckoo Production, and Jeff Faith out there in Waldorf, Maryland. You know what I mean? Me and my man Almost the Bank on here. We just talking about, man, how we live life up here in the DMV. You know what I mean? This track right here, we promoting it real heavy off our new mixtape, Cash Over Everything. It'll be dropping on iTunes that 5th next Tuesday. So this song right here, man, is real hot, man. Check it out.
This is Cuckoo for Death.
It's on the cane ray, we got $1 million trap out. Certified G's, and we know to put them straps out.
On my block, and then
and I'm so hood. Seven O's of that so good. Couple minds on death row, bitch, nah, niggas don't know shit. Shit rolls that whole good, you know me, I'm an OG. Probably catch me on 4th Street, right there with them hoes we. We don't fuck with no police, one time nigga boning. My niggas tryna sell codeine, eat pills, cocaine. Can't tell me nothing about the dope game. Sell my ass, sign clear, ride anywhere around Calvin Heights. Let me tell you what's going on around here. Nigga, I'm a motherfucking pioneer, your mom don't really want down here. Big blocks, we break up, bad rocks, no makeup. Won't stop till I'm caked up, mobbed out so they hate us. Every time that I hit the block, name one bitch that I can't fuck. Like fast balls, I change up. Only grab with that soft pitch. Stay on, no on switch. Hugo, that boss shit. Trying to say that I'm not it. I'm psycho, I lost it. If they ain't really talking about weight, I guess they ain't talking about shit.
Cause the king ran, we got $1 million trap out. Certified G's, and we know you put the straps out.
Put them straps out, put them straps out.
Oh, I like that. That was nice and smooth. That was nice and smooth and edgy at the same time.
Perfect. We definitely got some more tracks coming at y'all, man. Some hot tracks.
Who produced that track right there?
My man Cuckoo Production. Cuckoo Production and Jet Face, man. You can follow them on Twitter at Cuckoo Production at Jet Face on Twitter.
Hey, that's what's up. Yo, DC, this is Queen T. I'm super salty. I didn't even know he was in Maryland. I'm actually, I'm trying to put together an event out there for Next to Blow Radio. So if it happened, I'm definitely going to have to link up with you so you could perform at that event. I'm actually linking up with DTLR out there and Gangsta Chronicles out there. I don't know if you know who Gangsta Chronicles 3030 is.
Yeah, they're my homies. Actually, me and 30 just did a song together. I'll be sending to y'all soon. You know what I mean? They're my homies.
I grew up with. Tell me.
Yeah, they're my homies. I grew up with them. They're my homies. They definitely doing their thing up here. They setting the bar real high up here.
Yeah, so definitely we got the link up when we set that up. That's what's up. So let everybody know where they can find more of your music. Like, you got a website, you got YouTube and Reverb and all that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. You definitely can find me on www.reverbnation.com. DC Delegate. That's DC, DELEGATE. You can catch me on Twitter at DC Delegate. You can get me at YouTube, DC Delegate. You can get me on MySpace at DC Delegate. Dan Pip, we had this new mixtape loaded up on Dan Pip next week, September 3rd. We'll be dropping it iTunes. Make sure y'all check it out and support. We're definitely supporting y'all.
That's what's up. So when you're in the studio recording the track, like, what's on your mind? Like, do you have, like, a set mind state going into it, or you just go in there and just lay your tracks down?
I mean, once I get in that booth, I feel like Superman. I just transform. I mean, if I go in and do what I do, I try to set it ablaze every chance I get. every chance I get. So my mind frame, man, it's strictly on what I'm doing. Nothing else. Once I'm in that booth, the outside don't even matter.
So when you're performing, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Let's talk about trap music that's dropping in September. Let's hear some more info about that.
Yeah, I mean that CD right there gonna be crazy, man. I mean, like I said, it's gonna have some of the hard hitters from the DMV up here. I mean, our music, man, our city, our culture up here. You know what I mean? It's hood. I mean, you know, you see the White Houses and all that, the politicians, but
up in
PG County, where I'm from, in Northeast side, and I'm rapping, you know what I mean, Southeast, Northwest, the whole D.C. is hood, so bringing that trap music to y'all, you know what I mean, that hood music is going to be crazy.
Who do you look up to? As an rap game right now?
Excuse me, say that again?
Who do you look up to that's in a rap game right now?
Man, I look up to a lot of dudes. I look up to T.I., definitely Jay-Z, Jada Kiss, Face. I'm liking 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz is doing this thing. I'm feeling Future.
If you could collab with one female R&B artist that's out right now, who would you like to collab with and why?
I say Alicia Keys because Alicia Keys, anything she do, man, is gonna be out of this world. So, and then she'll take me to the limitations that I'm trying to get to. She'll really make me work my mental. So I definitely love to do something with Alicia Keys.
Okay.
And I'm definitely ready for Alicia Keys.
Hey, I want to hear that track. That'll be a nice track.
Maybe we can make that happen.
I mean, hit up on Twitter. You never know. Like, Twitter's where it's at. Hit her up. You just never know. Being that you're a CEO of your own record label, is there a CEO that's, like, of a major record label now that you look up to and why?
Right now, I look up to a few of them, man, because, I mean, especially ones that's kind of, like, black-owned, man. That's the only thing the Young Money's. You know what I mean? The Grand Hustles. I mean, because they did it hard work. They put in hard work, you know what I mean? They did it from the floor up. So, I mean, that's what I'm trying to do with my business, you know what I mean? I'm a grind hard. And, I mean, I ain't going to never stop until I make it. So, it's a longevity I'm looking for, not just the music part, but making sure my business is straight for the, you know, my future youngers is coming up.
Okay.
So when you're performing, like, what song out of all the tracks that you have right now, what's your favorite track to perform? Like, what track gets the track going? I mean, like, the crowd and stuff like that.
My favorite track, I Gotta Get This Money. And then it's going to be How You Feel Inside. Actually, How You Feel Inside, I'm about to perform this for the first time tonight in about 10 minutes when I get off the phone with y'all.
Oh, what? You got a show tonight?
Yeah, I'm sitting in front of the club now, you know what I mean?
Oh, what club you at tonight? Where you at tonight?
We're at the DC Soundstage, man. Y'all can log on at the Eddie Kane Show. We do it live every Tuesday. Pretty wild.
Okay, I'm familiar with the Eddie Kane Show. Okay, yeah. That's salute to him right there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Before we open up the phone lines, make sure you press that 1 if you have any questions for our boy DC Delegate. I wanted to ask you, do you remember the first song that you ever wrote, being a rap artist?
Yeah, man. I remember it kind of. I don't think I can spit it, though. I remember it kind of. I was about 15, man. I did it to a Roots beat. It was real hot, man. It had a little karaoke machine and everything.
What? Hey, I want one of those.
Yeah, one of them old school throwbacks.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what it do. So what advice do you have for another upcoming rap artist that's just starting out?
Man, believe in yourself, invest in yourself, and don't worry about the critics. You know what I mean? You got to grind hard. It's a lot of work. You know what I mean? I've been grinding for like 7-8 years now. It's a lot of work. But, I mean, nothing. I mean, it's going to be problems. It's going to be roadblocks. You got to stay focused and keep straight. But you got to believe in yourself and invest in yourself.
Oh, definitely. Are you down to do any collabs? If you are, how can I reach you?
Man, look, right now I'm trying to do collabs with anybody. Anybody and everybody that's serious about their grind, you know what I mean, that we can push something, you know what I mean, that's a product, that's a brand. I mean, if you need to get at me, you can get me at dcdelegate@gmail.com, dcdelegate@yahoo.com, and I get right back at you.
All right.
You want to go ahead and open the phone lines, Magasia? Oh, yes. Let's
open up the phone lines and see what we have, any questions for DC.
We got a
7567968.
What up, Next to Blow? Sunny Savage.
How are you,
Sunny? I'm good with y'all. How y'all?
We're good.
How are you? I'm chilling, man. I'm good. You know, I'm better now. I'm tuned in to Next to Blow. You know how we do.
How sweet. Do you have any questions for DC Delegate?
Oh, nah, man. Yo, your music, man. Yo, that joint definitely can ramp me. I mean, you might need to do something. I mean, look you up on Twitter or whatever. You know what I mean? I want to request the song, too, so my man can hear what I'm working with. You feel me? So, feeling it's probably linked to.
That's what's up, man. Hit me up on Twitter at DC Delegate, man. You can find
DC
on Twitter at DC. Right back. Yeah, that's DC, DELEGATE.
Definitely.
I'm definitely down with doing collabos, man. Just hit me up, man, and we can go from there, man. That's my word, that's my bomb.
Most definitely.
All right, Sonny, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, can I request that song?
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
It's called Savage by Sunny Savage.
Savage by Sunny Savage. All right, we're going to get into that track, you know, I know, right before we probably end the show. All right, we got 20 minutes, so we're going to keep it moving a little bit, and then we'll get into that track too, so don't hang up, okay?
No doubt.
All right, who we got next? Miss Angel. Uh-oh. Hey, who phone that is? They waited for you to enter the club, DC?
Yeah, it's cool. Whenever I go in there, I'm going to do what I do.
Very cool.
Yeah, my partner coming out now. Definitely
okay,
hope y'all tune in, man. Y'all tune in on one of them laptops, man. Urban TV, urbanetv.com.
Make sure you tweet us that. So we could definitely tune in after our show. Make sure you tweet @C_IsMagasia, at Miss Queen C, at Next to Blow Radio. We'll definitely tune into that. And at
Blueberry. Yeah, I definitely got all of y'all. I'm already following. I'm definitely going to hit y'all up.
He's about to go into the club. Look at you.
I definitely apologize. I really do thank y'all, man. It's a blessing. I really thank y'all, man. I hope I get an opportunity to talk to y'all again.
Yo, DC, before we let you go, I know you got to go into the club. We're going to get into the other track for you. Miss Angel, you got the other track pulled up?
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and introduce this track real quick, DC.
This track right here called Get It Off. I did it off the Young Jeezy balling track, man, just to show, man, you know what I mean? Whoever made that track, man, I can go with him, man. You know what I mean? I need to holler at him. I'm trying to holler at him. But it's called Get It Off, man. Please, check it out.
All right, let's go.
Y'all already know what it is. Mr. D. That C. That the Delegate, aka Mike Butter, I'm back. Check. Look. I'm up early, right before the sunshine. Money motivator, always on my money grind. Call up six and hit the rip and watch that money pile. I hustle hard and disregard how them haters frown. What it is, Silk? What it do, Ding? Let's get this money back and show them how we do the thing. How we move them things, stay fresh and blow the green. They know who we are, trapped out like a movie scene. But this
the deal, I rent that street life. Under the street life is where a gangster make his moves. Well, I'm the daily gear, rapping like a gangster do. I'm out early on a pound, I'ma get it off. Don't matter how to solve, I'ma get it off. All day in the trench, I'ma set it off. Don't matter, slow or fast, I'ma get it off. Get it off, get it off.
Get it off.
2012, and yeah, I gotta get it. The flow hot like fire, so yeah, I gotta spit it. I been shitting on rappers, so check your toilet, nigga. Butter back and strap, if there's a problem, nigga, you can meet me in the booth and watch me eat and swallow, nigga. King Kong Gorilla Flow, I pay my homage, nigga. Fuck how they feel, but I been a star, nigga. Way before the rap game, my crack game was the illest. Cover height trillin', glass man a nigga, born and raised, little homie in the land of the killer, rubber bands full of thriller. You can check my credit, nigga, real loud, we'll ride and let the job was spit plenty. I'm out early on a pound, I'ma get it off. Don't matter how to solve, I'ma get it off. All day in the trench, I'ma set it off. Don't matter, slow or fast, I'ma get it off. Get it off,
get it off.
Out on the late night, grinding when your lights on. I'm up early, still grinding when your lights on. Mr. Delicate, blowing like an ice storm. Flow cold as winter, late December, young and nice, boy. I waited patiently, but now I got the mic, boy. I grind hard, spit bars, something nice, boy. Rap phenomenon, Kappa Heights, Rodder, man, the bigger problem, fam. Street scholar, no one hiding here. Hood nigga, hood related to the shadows here. The OGs, the BGs, and my knockers, yeah. Bless your boy, go hard, ain't no stopping him. Flow game of mission fit, mission, do you copy Slim? I'm out early on a pound, I'ma get it off. Don't matter how to solve, I'ma get it off. All day in the trench, I'ma set it off. Don't matter, slow or fast, I'ma get it off. Get it off,
get it off.
Out early on a pound, I'ma get it off. Don't matter how to solve, I'ma get it off. All day in the trench, I'ma set it off. Don't matter, slow or fast, I'ma get it off. Get it off,
get it off.
Get it off, get it off. Get it off, get it off.
Slow or fast, how to solve, I'ma get it off.
Hey, that's my boy DC. We still got DC on the line.
Yeah, yeah. Right now.
Hey, sound like we over here both smoking. I'm sick, and oh, I just got a cold, and she over there smoking that with Khalifa.
Oh,
Lord.
Y'all
getting it in.
Not me.
Y'all in there getting it in.
That's they know.
Yo, DC, we appreciate you for coming through, man. Like, for real, when you drop that new single, and I'm going to hit up 3032. I'm actually text his ass. I'm surprised he didn't call in. I'm going to text him. I want to hear that track, though. For real, with 2 and 30. Anytime you get a new track, send it over. And
most definitely.
Definitely. And
I'm
make sure you rock
that.
Off
I'm
that show
that.
Tonight. What's up?
I'm going to send y'all that new track now.
All right,
I got to hit the stage. I appreciate
y'all
love.
You're welcome. Have a great show.
All right. Thank y'all.
You're welcome.
All right. That wraps up our third interview of the show. Normally, we only do two interviews, but you know what I'm saying? We had some hot interviews. Shout out to Dope Ass Music. Shout out to Drummer Boy, DC. You know what I'm saying? Three hot interviews, three. You know what I'm saying? If y'all won't agree, then fuck y'all. But, you know, we want to shout out everybody that called in, supporting us. And next week, we will be back live again next Tuesday. Who we got next week? Magasia? September 4th. Hello?
Pastor Troy coming through. We have our boy, Dow Banks. Get invested with Dow Banks and Pastor Troy. So y'all make sure it's going to be major.
Yo, we got some hot eggs. I swear, I'm super excited for the month of September. I swear.
Yes.
I swear.
Y'all only knew, boy. Y'all only knew who we got for September.
Oh,
shit. Oh, man. But that's scary.
But, yeah, I'm sorry. Make sure y'all hit us up on Twitter at Miss Queen T, at she underscore is underscore Magasia, M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A, at next two with the number two below radio, at booty underscore work, what are you? I'm sorry. And thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to get into some requests and rock off the show. You know, I got a request in. I want to hear that Boo You Lame. And then we got Curtis Entertainment coming up for you. And we got Sunny Savage coming up for y'all. And thank y'all for rocking with us. Magasia, you got anything else you want to say? Angel?
I'm just like, you know, shout out to Karen without tuned in. Or shout out to Angel for, you know, being our co-host for the night. Shout out to Quincy. Shout out to Karen without tuned in. Drummer Boy, you know, DC Delegate, So Bass Music, everyone else tuned in and called in. You know, make sure you hit us up and let us know how we're doing on Twitter. Because we love the feedback every time we get them.
Yep, yep, yep. Say like that. Yo, Angel.
Yep.
You got the rundown?
Hold on one second. I'm getting there.
Yep, yep. Hey, man, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, too. My boy Hocus Pocus, a.k.a. DJ No Good. No motherfucking good. 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same number, same website, same station. And fuck me. Y'all have a good night. Love you. And, hey, that's what it is. Next to Blow Radio. Let's go.
BeatPlanet.com. I'm never coming back to you no more. I swear, boo, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more. I swear, boo, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more. I swear, boo, you lame. You won't change the same thing. I swear, you lame. Bye, boo, you lame.
Damn, she hit you with one of those. She must have. I caught her walking out the beauty store. Hair wrapped up, sweatpants, a beauty dough. I strolled up on the light, sexy, you beautiful. But that's something that you should know. Let me tell you where you should go. On a date with me, and I ain't talking to the movies, though. I'm talking about a nice flight, champagne nightlife. Yeah, I see a gift in my eyesight, so I'm like, shit, it's whatever. We can do whatever. And fuck your boyfriend, baby, I can get it wetter. I'm sitting on leather, blowing on loud. We ain't seeing nothing but the clouds. No, don't look down, trust me, you don't want to see the crowd. It ain't nothing but haters all around. And maybe this life, I can have you back home the next night. It can never be wrong if it feels right. Now tell me what you gon' tell them.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Trips around the world, I can show you how I live. Why you trying to laugh when I ain't trying to kid? I'm grown independent and I know to handle this. So come and kick it with me, shawty. First in VIP, then we hit the at the party. Sipping on this Hennessy, got me feeling naughty. You got me in a trance with the way you move your body. You need to leave that lame alone. Send him a text like I ain't coming home. Turn your ring off while he's blowing up your phone. Too much shots of Patron, so you know just what I'm on. Penthouse suite, top floor for the two of us. Flower petals, candles lit by the pool and Lil' mama, what's his name? You forgot? I told you he a lame and I'm taking his spot, so tell him.
I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Ooh, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more.
my phone, talking about what you don't do. I'm like, fuck that, fuck him too. Keep talking about him, it's gonna make me not wanna talk to you. Baby, you that deal, don't let that nigga tell you different. He said it was something wrong with you, well, I must have missed it. Your body is exquisite, your thoughts explicit. I swear I go wherever just to kick it, I'm winning. I'm finding that Remy ounce of that grow. If you prefer another substance, let me know. And I ain't gon' lie, baby, you the business. If your body was a building, then I'm living in a prison. This is where I'm chilling. Shorty got me caged in. Got my niggas wondering why the hell I spend my days in. Catches at the day's end. Even though I got a crib, we just like to fuck and swim. My little lover, homie, friend.
I'm never coming back to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I love that track. I love that track. I'm going to play it. Boo, you lame. I swear. I be saying that shit.
Telling everybody that now.
What's that?
I said you be telling everybody that now.
I know. I be like, boo, you lame. Like,
boo, you lame. Real talk.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into those last two tracks before the show ends. Thank y'all for rocking with us. And, yeah, you're not lame if you rock with Next to Blow Radio, so, fuck you, man. Thank y'all again. Appreciate it.
I'm almost there. I'm sorry. I'm delayed.
It's all good. Shout out to Angel, man. She be holding down the ones and twos. Y'all need her. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely responsible. Make sure y'all hit her up.
I don't even remember what song he wanted to hear. Hold on, I'm trying to bring him back. I don't even remember what song he wanted to hear. Sonny, what song you want to hear of yours?
Yo, what up? You got that Savage?
Yep.
Yeah, let me hear that.
Okay.
Coast to Coast Instrumentals.
Savage.
Either got the hammer or the knife out. Bad guy, never took the nice route. Look me in my eyes, tell me what your life about. I'm that sick, clap quick, I shoot your fucking lights out. Let the beast off the cage, now I'm running loose. Father niggas on the mic, probably son of you. In your top five, couldn't place me under two. Get on track, show my ass like a plumber do. Zero tolerance for any nigga that disagree when I say I'm bombing shit. Just use your common sense, you can see I'm as hot as can be. Sonny Savage ain't a nigga rapping hotter than me.
Do you know my name?
To think twice, then I state my name. To think twice,
keep it simple and plain.
To think twice before you step in my lane.
Keep it, I'm guessing. All I spit is lethal injection. Reach for my weapon. Watch all you niggas flee to protection. My flow the key to perfection. Teach them a lesson. Swing in the western. Go to war. Trigger squeeze in a second. Check it. I give it to them if he wanted it or not. I'm from a block where niggas kick your door and run in your spot. Fuck sending mass. They killing fags. It's just one at the top. Catch you walking with your seed, then your son will get shot. Nigga, I specialize in the art of war. Transport a man, slaughter man with the llama or. If a nigga talking war, just give him what he bugging for. Rain the bell twice, shot the nigga through the doggy door. If a nigga want beef, no need for discussion. Cause I'ma settle that quick, them ninas will rush him. You know, soon as I see him, I'm squeezing, I'm busting. That nigga on the ground bleeding, I'm leaving, it's nothing.
Do you know my name?
To think twice, then I state my name. To think twice,
keep it simple and plain.
To think twice before you step in my lane.